You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Fucking first shot.
Say, no, you're Mexican. I'm like, no, I'm Dominican.
No, I'm Dominican.
Like, no. In here, you're Mexican.
Yeah. You could be Puerto Rican. You could be fucking Israeli and you're Mexican. Hello and welcome back to another edition of Comedia Gogo's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are happy campers, Regan, to be talking about what today?
Topic number one, what is the best or worst gaming glitch that you've ever seen? Topic number two, what's your favorite hospital memory? Real life, right? Or it could just be...
Real life.
Online.
Oh, okay, yeah,
it can't be an online or movie thing. Yeah. And topic number three, what is your favorite hand gesture?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love my answer to that one.
Me too.
And we are pleased as punch to have as a guest for the first time, a fan for a long time, and a sponsor, and we're very, very happy and appreciative about that, from Corpus Christi's water boil, Mr. Gabriel Diaz. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
All right.
Thank you.
You're 11.
No.
Hey, y'all 11.
I hope not.
Hey, I'm 22.
He's of drinking age.
Yeah. Drake, man.
You were 22.
iPhones and shit.
I don't listen to Drake. And it sucks because I get told I look like Drake. So it's just like a big, like, okay, sure.
I can kind of see it.
You don't look like beard. Drake, dog.
You look like...
You're hurting me right now.
You don't look like Drake at all, dog.
You look like
Drake. Who the fuck
Drake.
Does he look like Drake?
You look like Drake to me because I really don't know what Drake looks like. Like, in my head,
you
I'm
look like Break, nigga.
What's happening? What the fuck's happening now? God damn it, no!
So you're 22.
Stop.
22 yeah. years old.
Yeah.
That's half.
Stroke.
That's
you
half,
know what I'm saying?
Jess is twice your age.
Fuck, you are.
No, I'm not twice his age. I am not twice his age. Nearly.
Yeah.
And you are from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Right.
Where it's a beautiful city where you can't drink the water, or you can drink the water right now.
What happened with that? Do you know?
There was like low chlorine. I guess that's like killing the bacteria. Well, I mean, it does kill the bacteria. So it just let in more bacteria. We had a water boil like July, September last year.
What does that mean? Is that like a crawfish boil?
No.
You have to boil your water before you drink it.
Last year, there was shit in the water. Like,
literally shit
those
in the
E. coli
water.
Shit in the water, yeah.
So you're the Detroit of the South, essentially.
I guess so.
Right? Flint, Michigan.
You put that on the
Flint, Michigan of Texas.
The Flint, Michigan of Texas.
Sparkling Detroit by the sea.
Yeah, so that's
we did a
that's
sketch
terrible.
About Corpus when that happened. We actually did a Mad Max-inspired sketch where it was like in the future, like all the pollutant of the water, and like the whole story was like it's supposed to be in the future, but it was present day Corpus Christi, and then all the Corpus Christians were just fucking like in Outlander, and they got like weapons driving around,
and the guy
ATVs.
Who's in charge of it all was a manager at Whataburger.
And that's the funny thing because I have a water crew on reserve. I'm like, hey, you know, in case shit goes down, like you want to be on my Water Wars team. I need
that's the real apocalypse, man. I always say once the water stops working, that's
like,
when the real
you guys
apocalypse
can be on my
happens.
Team. I don't know about you. You gotta like you driving your own car. You can be like a paid mercenary. Like okay, we got Regan for like another month. Regan, just stay by yourself though.
I'll tell you this much: if they cut off his water because there is a fuck up on his water bill, he's macheting all of us in the head.
No, well,
yes, because you'd be like, that's the end of the world.
I would go down the line and be like, hey, is your not water not working either? And once someone goes, yeah, it's not, I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
and
no, sometimes it's grinding your axe like, hey, Larry, your water's still on?
It's just your house. It's just your house.
And then but why is he calling from a landline and why is there a busy signal? You guys are old as fuck, dog, right?
It's not landlines. Old as fuck, dog.
Because all the cell towers have been damaged because it's a real apocalypse.
But who had, you don't even have a landline.
Oh, I went to a payphone.
There ain't no payphones anymore.
There's one right on San Pedro.
No, there's payphones in Corpus.
Oh, y'all are Porto.
Corpus. Yeah, of course.
See, and that's the thing.
You got
that's
Chico stick
thing.
In your beard, dog. There he
got
is.
It.
You got it.
You always make jokes like, oh, yeah, you're young, but like, And if you're poor, it's the same equalizer. Like,
If you're poor,
you still have landline. Like, you still have dial up, so you still got to manufacture your own porn. Like, right. It's the same deal.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah. So you're 22, yeah. From Corpus, recent college graduate.
Yep.
Congratulations. No,
at 22?
Yeah.
Go Islanders, right?
Yeah, go Durs.
Go Durs.
Go Durs.
Really?
They're making the sports logos, and the athletes are like, go Durs, which got parents upset because, like,
they thought it was mentally handicapped.
Go Durs.
That's the sign?
Yeah, the shock is because we like to party, but we keep it classy. Is dumb shit.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
It's not like it looks like you're hanging up a phone.
You have to hold it a particular way.
We'll talk about hand gestures later.
All right.
So why on earth would you start listening to our podcast?
Oh, man. All right. So
it's terrible. There's really no reason why.
To preface, I told Regan this earlier, but I'm like Travis K., where I know the episodes, but I can't name them by number.
You hear that, bitch?
Larry.
Hey, come on now.
But so going back, Kayla was talking about in like the first episode you had her, she was on Spill.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They shut down. They broke off into their own things. Mm-hmm. One of us being oneofus.net.
Yeah.
And randomly, you guys popped up in the queue. I was like, I'll check it out. Fucking hilarious. I'm like, I got to go back. And
what was the do you remember the first episode?
I have no clue. It was in the 100s, though.
Yeah, because it was when we were on one of us.
Because you guys switched over 86. 85 was the last one he did on Lounge Geeks. And then he switched over to...
Yeah, 86. We had the Stephanie Guerra and Brenda, the Pura girls.
No, I've never heard an episode.
To add more to that, so I shared something with Jess. I have a PhD in Dark Souls 2. I have 400 hours logged into that.
Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls 2.
He has one in Pikmin.
I have one in Pikmin 3. Yeah.
So, 400 hours. I did the math a few hours ago. So, out of all the episodes you have, I averaged about like an hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So, that's roughly about 258 hours. And then I've listened to you the whole run about like 4 or 5 times.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, you've comprised like a good chunk of that. Like, I listen to you guys, like, when I'm doing chores.
Nice.
I'm fucking driving, like, while I drove over here. Like,
you guys are
great podcasts.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, without ego, somebody who would listen to something that many times, and it sounds like I'm setting up a fucking joke, but I'm not.
Yeah. It kind of does. I'm waiting.
I know. Everyone's waiting for it, but I'm not doing it. Do you have any questions? Like, have we left any stone unturned? is there any plot holes?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good
question. So, I think I'm on 76, 79 right now with Josh Pullen.
Okay. Yeah.
But going back, there was one with, he wasn't on the podcast, but Corey Dorsey had mentioned the shocker to Jess. And he's like, Jess knows what I mean. The shocker, right, Jess? The shocker.
Yeah. And I was just like,
Have you ever found out what that was? Or
the two in the pink one in the
I know that, but...
But, like, was he referencing, like, a particular moment? Like, I just remember that time with the shocker?
Oh. See, that's how you know.
I love Corey, but I don't remember that moment.
That's how you know Super Fanboy. He's not referencing guest. He's referencing...
A commenter.
Corey Dorsey, you shine, you motherfucker.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. Yeah. Wow. Everyone leaves their mark. Don't forget it, Mr. Dorsey.
Yeah.
Draw more, you motherfucker. Draw more, you're a talented artist.
He's not watching.
He probably is.
We're not friends, watch later. Right.
Watch later. So. Okay, all right.
So, great question. Yeah. Do you have any questions about us? Or for us? About our lives. Or are we that open of a book? Like, if you don't have one right away, that answers my question.
Because, like I said, with Travis's, is like, if I was ever to tell somebody, hey, do you want to get to know me? Yeah. Listen to this podcast, and you will learn so much about me, my history, my life, my growing up, what I love, what I don't love.
Yeah, it's really the lazy way out. Right, like, you're making new friends. You're like, I don't feel like talking. Here's like 200 hours of my horseshit that you can listen to.
Now you're making me sound like a creep.
No, not at all.
I'm doing it with all due respect because, like,
it's humbling.
It is humbling, and it's taken me a while. Like, I would even go as far as to say up to this point to kind of accept the fact that we have fans.
No bullshit. Like, you guys are great. Like,
thanks.
Like,
thanks.
I choose not to listen to like the music that these guys painstakingly made, these voiceovers. I'm like, fuck this. Let me listen to the public access. Like, granted, like, there's some, like, oh, I listen to This American Life, I'll slip it in. But, like, other than that, it's all public access, like, podcast-wise.
Wow, thank you. That, fuck, that means a lot, man.
And don't you cry, don't cry. Spill, you've been listening to Spill cry. Ever since back then? You were listening, you were a Spill listener?
And going further, I go on IGN for all my gaming news and stuff. And they started, like, posting some of their videos. So I'm like, oh, these people are fucking funny, too.
Yeah, awesome.
So, like, honestly, if I think you're fucking funny, I'll, like, I'll listen to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, comedians that are friends of mine? You have a potential fan here. If you know how to fucking network with people, you unsocial pricks.
We're not good at it
either. Yeah, Corey Dorsey.
Yeah.
I'm good at it. He's not watching.
So, it's, as a gamer, then you must really appreciate Jess's segment, then.
Yeah, but we play two different types of games. He plays mostly, like, side-scroll stuff and... like stuff on the Wii, I don't have a Wii. Like,
you don't fuck with the Wii, dog.
That and like, my money doesn't fuck with the Wii.
Because Jess is rich. Jess has got that. Yeah. I can have all the systems money.
Yeah, Jess got that Pikmin money.
Yeah,
I got that Pikmin money.
Jess has got that. Money. I've dug enough fruit, dog.
We're
I deserve
getting
it.
To experience what Ryan Stout got to experience on two different podcasts is the little gnats flying in your face, which is terrible.
It's
of the year.
It's like spiders. It's because, we inhale so many gnats. Every
I think
year.
The question I was on for the Josh Pullman one was Kung Fu Styles. And Larry said Nat style.
Yeah. That's right, motherfuckers. Nat style.
Yeah. Nat style. I'm pretty sure I swallowed one, but I'm not going to think about it.
Yeah, sorry. No, exactly. We swallow 500 spiders.
I like eating fruits year. And vegetables, and this time of the year, these fruit flies are killing me, so now I just throw them all in the fridge, and it sucks. But you have brought.
Oh, yeah. I brought a plethora of gifts.
Oh, yeah. Ryan, super fan Canadian man, Ryan Timothy Brace.
He brought food.
No, he's mailed us shit. I still have yet to meet my friend. And you're going to hand deliver this shit.
Yeah.
All right.
So what I'm also a piece of shit because I didn't wrap them to.
Oh, wow. God. You know, just keep it. Just keep it.
Well, so, Jess will definitely not appreciate
bonus.
It.
No, I'm not a rapper.
You're a hip hop lyricist.
I am a hip hop lyricist.
And a Drake impersonator.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time. Huge.
Best Drake impression I've ever heard.
Do it.
Doing. And now, Drake doing Drake. Plush by Stone Temple Pilots.
When the dogs do find her. That's it. That's all it is. Just that part.
Oh, that's the best. Oh, that's the best.
That's so good.
I hope you could hear that on the video.
When the dogs do find her.
Drake doing STP or Jess doing Drake doing STP.
That's harmful.
Right? Those
candies.
Okay, he brought Sanchis Mita.
Because he's Dominican.
Also don't have to pay for them.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Okay.
How so you're not paying for them?
Oh, my aunt, she lives, oh no, my grandma lives in New York, so she probably bought them out some bodega or some shit.
Wow.
Oh,
have you been in New York before?
Like when I was 13.
How good at baseball are you?
That's a
great question.
I am a Latino disappointment.
All right.
Okay.
Don't speak Spanish.
Oh, right?
Fair enough.
Dominican wise, I don't dance. Don't.
What?
Don't want to. Don't know how to.
Wow. Okay.
Fucking. What else? I can't play baseball. I can't play sports in general. Like,
all right, well,
I can, but I just suck.
Right.
And I angered like my racist baseball coach when I was like in second grade because of it. He's like, God damn.
He's like, oh, we got a ringer here. He's from Dominican Republic.
Get the brown boy in.
Put him in varsity. Oh, he throws like a...
Right.
Yeah, and then I brought these beaver nuggets because...
Yeah.
Because Jess loves beaver nuggets.
We all love beaver nuggets,
I'm starting to notice, I think, Jess is your favorite. And I'm totally cool.
No.
Jess is...
Actually, because I was waiting for you to ask me that. And I can't answer that because, like, you guys all have things that, like... Oh, I'm like,
Mijo, okay. Stop.
Oh, man.
Jess is his favorite.
I'm okay with Jess.
No.
Yeah. I'm Larry, Travis's favorite.
Larry, I think you might be my favorite if we had to boil it down.
There we go.
I relate to you more when it comes to stuff. I'm like, fuck
yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Eat that up.
Christy Alley movie. Yeah, that's me.
Christy Alley movie.
What movie has like the least amount of seats? So let's go there.
let's go there, girl.
Oh,
let's
cool. Do it.
See,
they
don't play sports. Don't speak Spanish. Latino, but lady killer, right?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Brass knuckles, baby.
No, don't. That's not a thing. That's not a thing that's happening.
Woo,
that's
not even four holes.
No,
yep. Doesn't matter. Brass knuckles.
Oh yeah, and I brought these. I'll do a small plug. I volunteer at Texas Toys and Corpus Christi during Free Comic Book Day.
What?
And the owner gives me, like, store credit, but, like, I have no space in my room to buy, like, action figures and stuff. Yeah. So I was like, I'll buy it for you guys.
Thank you.
So for Regan, I bought this
Rambo. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Rambo! Is that, like, Nintendo Rambo?
I don't know.
No, it's... Wait.
This is Nintendo RoboCop, and it's for you.
Oh, Nintendo RoboCop!
And it shoots. Larry, you actually lucked out. I bought you two things.
Oh, shit.
You know.
Yeah, you're his favorite.
This projects. I don't know how well that's going to work.
But is it project- Beast?
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
And the Hulk.
And the Hulk.
Oh, and the Hulk!
Eat it, bitches!
Who are you saying that to?
Huh?
Who are you saying? Are you saying that to us?
To the bitches?
Oh. Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, this is awesome.
That's great. My own Hulk. Gunner has one of these. Now I fucking have one.
That's his now, though. You know.
No, it's going to stay in the box.
Oh, okay.
Nintendo RoboCop. RoboCop flamethrower. Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Dude, this toy looks old, G.
Yeah, no. But his warehouse is packed with stuff.
Yeah.
And he kind of just throws things around. So there's old stuff in the back. Yeah. I was looking for like a Leatherface.
Thank you.
But he has, like, old, like, Friday the 13th stuff. And yeah. I was like, okay, I'll get this.
Yeah.
It's fucking $100.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I wouldn't have, I would have been upset if he did that. But this beast is legit.
That's
man.
A model kit, dog.
Yeah, dude, this thing's...
Yeah, that's a model kit.
Yeah, well, I'm not opening it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was trying to find you some Colossus stuff. Yeah. But
no,
again,
first blood, bro. I'll take this.
Yeah, hell
and
yeah.
And Jess, I was like, oh, Jess likes a lot of things. So
I do like a lot of things, but I love fucking love RoboCop.
That's funny because the Josh Bolin episode that I'm just listening to, you guys are talking about the new one.
When the remake came out,
And take off his fucking hand, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This is for this ages is 17 and up.
It's the 8-bit fucking character, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you very much. That's cool they didn't have Leatherface.
God. You got two.
No, I know. I just
you got
saying.
Two gifts.
I appreciate it.
I'll go check.
No. It's okay. No, I don't want. It's cool. It's cool that they didn't have it.
That's cool they didn't have it. Yeah. God damn it.
I had to.
I want to get in on these Sanchi's Midas.
Yeah. All right, that's pretty good.
Oh, and then later we'll try the final C of the three C's of Canada. We had chips. We had chocolate. And now this is candy. So we have ice wine candies made out of ice wine.
Ice wine. Is it just like chilled wine or?
No, well, it's the way they process it. Apparently, they press it through ice or something. I don't
I'm
know.
Give you
it's,
my
it's
favorite
actually supposed to be like the cheap
gesture right now.
It's supposed to be like the cheap wine. Wait for it. Yeah. It's like a really cheap wine, and then these are like maple candy bonbons. They're made with pure maple syrup, so we can get in on those.
Okay,
you guys can.
All right, well, let's do it.
These are ice wines.
Let's do it. Let's do.
I've been eating so good, man.
This is a little bit of sugar.
Let's do the maple.
Yeah, I was a little worried about bringing the candies because I was like, I don't know if
you're
eating
fine.
Good.
Wait, what are you guys getting on?
I got the maple.
Maple. Okay.
It's cool.
I'll get the other one just to.
And this one you can just suck on just a little bit, Larry. And then spit it out.
Spit it out. Yeah. So this it's like a little maple leaf.
It looks like a little maple leaf.
Uh-huh.
Made with pure maple syrup.
Okay. Say that, Ryan. You bitch.
What?
You don't like it? Papa, you can spit it out, Papa. I'm really happy you tried it, Mijo.
It just tastes like...
It tastes like someone made a cough drop, but they forgot to put the menthol in there.
I know what it's going to taste like.
Don't.
I know
this
exactly.
Is predictable as fuck.
But I mean, it's just really sweet.
It's just really sweet. Like, it just tastes like maple.
I can't do that anymore. It's too sweet.
It's like maple syrup.
That's all right.
Ready?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It tastes like a Werther's Original.
Of course it does.
That somebody already sucked on after eating pancakes.
I hate that that's accurate.
but see, Jess always says, you always say like it's somebody's pre-chewed food.
No,
but I sincerely mean it.
I taste like heavy caramel, like heavier than I would for a syrup.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So someone ate pancakes and goes, oh, Werther's. And they went, you know, that's too much sugar. And then they put it on their plate. That was done, and then the busboy goes, ooh, Werther's, and then eats it.
I once saw, and this is real, I once saw at Jim's restaurant, which is his old diner restaurant here in San Antonio, I once saw on a Sunday morning an old lady drinking syrup out of the little metal pitcher things, those little tiny, man. With a straw.
Her helper probably walked to the bathroom and just she left
was,
her there.
She was like, no, she was with her family. Like, she was like 80, and her family's around, and they were completely okay with her just straight up drinking the syrup, the hot syrup out of this little metal thing.
You know what? She was probably
she
on
would
her way
love
out.
These, is
yeah,
what I'm
she
saying.
Probably would,
but she would.
She wouldn't
love
like
these.
That a Dominican boy brought them. Oh, no, you brought them.
Yeah, I'd bring them. Yeah, they're from Canada. She'd be okay.
She would be okay.
All right, I'm doing ice wine.
Okay, ice wine. Also a maple leaf.
Also made it there. It's Canadians.
All right, ice
see
wine.
See this, Ryan? You bitch.
Stop it. What is that? Why? Okay. All right.
It tastes like pineapple, but like not.
No, it's got, it's, yeah, there's wine. Mm-hmm. All right. Kind of a champagne, very sweet.
It's light. It's a very light sweetness. It's definitely not as heavy as
but
the pure
has,
maple syrup.
It has the wine flavor. It definitely has the wine flavor. This is a very sophisticated candy
like
tree. I kind
of okay,
like it.
Okay, so you're, once again, this is another question I like to ask for people who've listened to a lot of our podcasts.
Yeah.
Do you mind listening to us eat so much?
Like, that's the time I'm eating. Yeah.
All right. Do you mind Larry talking with his mouth full a lot?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Your favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys like watching us eat candy? Comment.
Comment. Do you like us watching candy? Maybe we'll do more. Probably
I'm looking kind of worried then. I'm like... in the mic.
And it's just not... Yeah.
It's okay.
This tastes like something.
Right?
But it tastes the wine. That's why I like it. It's very sweet, but it has a wine taste.
Jess is fancy.
No, wait, so it straight up tastes like something else. It tastes like something that exists.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think it also tastes...
It tastes like the pineapple gummy bears? Or not pineapple, the clear gummy bears.
No, like a hard candy. It tastes like a hard candy that I've had before. Fucking what is it?
It's not going down too. Like
well, the more I get down on it, the more like a base Jolly Rancher it tastes like.
Fuck, I can't put my finger on it.
All right, well, yeah.
It tastes like something someone ate before.
This is not a pre-digested food.
I want you to be a guest judge on Chopped. You just chased them.
It tastes like I was making out with your grandma while she was eating something else.
I mean that in a good way, though.
In a good way.
In a really
barbecue
good
just,
way.
Like, someone ate at Franklin's and then just, like, threw up afterwards. Delicious.
Did you ever get the bacon mac and cheese Lay's potato chips?
I know.
They literally tasted like you were making out with someone who burped after eating a cheeseburger.
I haven't had them, but I've had that experience.
So that's what it'll
so, yeah,
like, a hamburger...
Hamburger
burp kiss.
It's really sick, but you can just break it.
What do you call it? The worst one for me was the chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
That tasted like potpourri. It tastes like hand soap, like vanilla hand soap.
That was the mango one.
See, I've never tried any of the special flavors. I've only tried, like, baked, I guess is the best.
Wasabi ginger is the shit. That's...
Sriracha were okay. I like the sriracha.
Okay. This is... It looks like a...
Read the box, screen.
It looks like a good hunt.
Sanchez Mira. Yeah. Calidad Suprema Turon de...
Alicante Nougat, so it's nougat.
It looks like a big hunk.
Thank you.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yep. It's like a crunchy...
I'm all right with this.
Have you had these before?
Yeah.
These are good.
These are really good.
This is better than Big Hunk, by far.
You know, it tastes like a mixture of a Big Hunk and those just peanut bars.
Yeah.
Those straight up peanut bars.
Yo, this is good.
I do like this. This is good.
Yeah. I'll eat the whole thing.
Do it. Look great.
All right. Nice. Sanchez Mira.
Picked them up at local bodega.
Sanchez Mira. All right. We're done eating. What's happening?
Well, Gabe, I'm so happy that you're here. Thank you for driving all the way from Corpus.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for donating to the cause.
No problem.
I hope
and then
you
bringing
like
us
your
gifts
shirt.
And
I
candy.
I love my shirt.
Yeah.
It's a good looking shirt. I like that shirt.
I like that shirt on you.
Well.
And this
I
is
love
gonna...
my RoboCop.
Nice, nice.
And I love my two toys.
Dick.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I like my Rambo.
Yeah.
This is more like, I want to get indirect revenge for you on the Carlos Castro episode, the last one. He brought Jess like two gifts, I think, or a gift.
What? Motherfucker!
he brought me
some minifigures.
I had this in mind while I was picking up the gifts, like, all right, no matter what, I got to get Larry two.
Yes!
and then you're going to have your guest. But it'll probably be like BJ's.
No, well, I got something from Ryan that, and none of you guys got anything, so.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It's cool. You got two gifts.
Exactly. It all evens out.
Well, I'm happy that you're here. Thank you so much, man. And this is going to be a lot of fun. No, dude, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Let's do this.
Was it surreal walking into the F-stop?
No, I was telling him as I was pulling up, I was still listening to the podcast. So I was like, oh, man, this is,
yeah,
this is great.
It's where magic happens. Magic.
Well, like, I'm gonna leave, and I'm still going to be listening to it when I get in the car.
Damn, dude.
I'll fucking change that. Skew that opinion real quick.
Yeah, this is probably, I won't listen to this one because like I'm part of it.
So no!
No!
That's why I don't listen to any of our podcasts.
No, because it's like Paul Bettany, he doesn't watch like any of the Avenger movies because like, I guess he's in it. Like Andrew Lincoln doesn't watch Walking Dead because he's in it.
Paul who?
Paul Bettany, he plays the Vision.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. He doesn't watch any of his, he doesn't watch those movies.
Speaking of which.
Oh, yeah, let's move on.
Yeah.
So, this is a very first time in a very long time.
Is it?
That Larry has actually seen a movie that just came out. He saw
that
Civil War, Captain America Civil War.
That we suggest. All
saw. Thanks to Jess.
Yeah, with Denzel now, Washington.
For the first
Matthew
time.
Matthew Broderick. Right.
Yeah. Well, just
Tobey Maguire.
So this is the first time that Larry and all of us now have seen a movie that has just recently come out, and we can all talk about it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I saw Revenant.
Yeah, but that was still.
Did I see Revenant before you guys?
No.
Yeah,
you saw Revenant when it was.
I wish I'd have known that. You're just chilling on.
We would have talked about the Revenant, but our guests hadn't seen it. You saw it.
It's too hyped. I'll probably see it like in 6 months and then go.
It's all right. Yeah. Nah, man, you need the mystical,
all I got is
the mystical black guy.
I'll just walk up to any black person and Corbin's, hey, do you have it?
Do you have the Reverend? And then like, he's man, like, what the hell are you talking about?
No, he's gonna be Robert De Niro. He's like, go down the alley.
Go down the alley. Keep going. Go, Karen. Go. It's Goodfellas, right?
That's what I'm saying. The reason I brought it up, I wouldn't watch that movie if I played Vision because he was dressing like a hilarious, like
a JCPenney catalog
sweater and shirt.
Cosby, yeah. I was watching American TV and this is nice, right? This is what people wear.
Absolutely hilarious. So, Larry, what'd you think of Civil War?
Oh, man. No, I liked it a lot.
What was your favorite part, Larry?
Oh, man. Do you really want to know my favorite part?
Yes.
All right, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Civil War.
Spoiler alert.
Stop watching.
So fast forward for about 10 seconds. All right, this is your chance. 3, 2, 1. My favorite part was when Inglourious Basterds was going to fucking shoot himself, and then 42 fucking blocked it.
Yeah, that was good.
James Brown blocked James Brown blocked the Formula 1 driver.
And then Get On Up blocked Inglourious Basterds from Kurt Cobain. And
you audibly gasped in shock.
Yeah.
I was sitting next to Larry watched the movie, and Larry audibly went,
That was good. A fucking gnarly scene.
Yeah, my favorite part was when Clueless got real big.
When I Love Josh got all big and shit.
Yeah.
My best friend.
Yeah.
When my priest gave the speech, and he's like, hey, man, we're causing catastrophes. Paul Bettany was in the movie, Priest, based on a Korean comic book.
When Wimbledon was making that.
Priest,
he was a priest, when fucking Wimbledon was making goulash for fucking Godzilla's wife.
No, but
the craziest thing, bro, is what I tell Jess, is that freaking, is that Aunt May used to strip for freaking Whiplash, bro.
Aunt May gave Whiplash a fucking lap dance, dog.
Never mind. That's my favorite scene. Anything with Marissa Tomei.
Yeah. Aunt May was on
Whiplash. I'm gonna fuck you up. She looks like my sister. Gotcha.
I'm so sorry.
No. Why would you know that? It's okay.
Yeah.
No, like her.
I hate it. I can't watch The Wrestler. I can't watch
such a good movie.
Yeah, I know.
Sucks for you.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. No.
She's only in it for like 30 minutes.
No, she's in there.
She's an integral
she's
part.
In it enough.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have an older brother.
Okay. Oh, so you don't know what it's like to have a sister. No. Oh man, it sucks.
Not well. If she's an attractive sister, because what if she's like ugly and doesn't look like anybody?
Well, I mean,
I'm still sit, too long.
Then you would still, yeah, but you don't love her like your sister.
No.
Yeah, so like just she looks like my sister Rowdy, and then all of a sudden just starts stripping. I'm like, I can't fucking do it. I can't do it. It sucks. But yeah, yeah.
I love the fact that she's Aunt May.
Yeah,
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I'm
and I love that they straight up called it out.
Yeah, yeah.
She is an unreasonably attractive.
Well, but at the same time, if like if he's gonna be 16. And it's his aunt, then, yeah. Like, why would it be this old lady? But that's how the comic books work.
Yeah, but Marissa Tomei in real life is what, like 40-something?
Anyway? But didn't they bone in, was it Less Than Zero? Or there's a Marissa Tomei, Robert Downey Jr. connection.
It's Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Is it? Is it Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? Is that what it is?
No, I'm sorry. That's not the right movie. That's the wrong title. They're in a movie together, but it's not that one.
Right, okay. Kiss, yeah, Kiss, yeah, Bang, I knew that there was some sort of connection to them. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I thought they handled Black Panther really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love
that's his origin story. They don't need to do any more. That's it.
I got a boner when fucking Ant-Man went Giant Man. And he did.
Hey, you went Giant Man?
I fucking went Giant Man.
Yeah, I was super, super happy when that happened.
When he was on Hawkeye's Arrow. I'm a big fan of Paul Rudd as Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really good.
I like that they called him out like, who are you again?
Yeah.
Like,
because it's such a good comic relief. Like, you're S.H.I.E.L.D., Captain America. Yeah, like, that was funny. And in Spidey, and where are you from, Queens? I'm from Brooklyn. I was like, oh, about a fucking bake out.
I just cried the Brooklyn entire bitches. Time.
Yeah.
There's like, oh, what?
Yeah, because Spider-Man, so, he's a kid.
That is,
he's like,
fucking awesome.
You got a middle arm. Yeah. Like, it's, yeah, it was,
yeah,
it was great. Time. But I'll tell you what I thought that I didn't like was when Black Widow and Hawkeye fought, and then they're like, oh, does this mean we're still friends? And not saying that that shouldn't have happened. It should have happened, but I don't even think they should have fought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought that the fact that they fought each other and ended up that way and still fought, I don't know. If we had a big, like, civil disagreement, right, and everyone's fighting, I would never fight
you guys.
Yeah,
I'd be like, I'm going to go fight him now.
Yeah, I'm going to go switch.
We don't know what you're talking about. You talk about how you're going to murder all.
This is
all.
A civil fight civil, that we're talking about.
Civil war.
Survival.
Civil war.
Civil and survival are different. Survival.
Yeah. Yeah. If it was Captain America's survival war, then,
oh, geez.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
Then Hawkeye would have been dead.
Exactly.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, because he would have been, I want to hurt Nat. Stab, 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 stab. Yeah.
Thanks, Hawkeye.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So Captain America's so survival part, war. Because even what's her name? Michelle Tanner's sister was like...
Godzilla's wife.
Yeah, there you go.
Godzilla's wife.
Fucking was like,
you're pulling your bantrias.
And...
Oh, she's really his wife?
No, she's...
She's in Godzilla.
She plays
with Quicksilver, and they were married in Godzilla, but they're brother and sister in Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
just like Tom Hanks and Sally Field... Or love interest in Punchline. And in Forrest Gump, she plays his mom.
Yeah. Hot as fuck.
Yeah, fuck the principal, dog.
Damn straight, get them grades.
Yeah. Hey, fucking Tool.
That's what the principal said, like, when he's fucking. That's a good remix. No, I like it. Yeah.
I've always thought that, actually.
That's awesome. I never made that connection.
Really?
That's great. That's great. That's fucking awesome. I love it.
Yeah, Einema, man. Tool's a good band, dude.
I guess. To each their own.
Yeah, man. To each.
Yeah,
dude.
To each.
Each, bitches. To each. That's cuatro equis, dude. All right. Well, Gabe, this was awesome, man. I know it's past your bedtime, and we got to get going so you can enjoy your drive home. What the fuck? You can drink the water here, and Corpus, man, fucking calm down. All right, Jess, so what do we got going on this week?
Hey, everybody, it's time for another exciting installment of Yeah, I'm gonna look into that, a segment where I talk about the latest in movies and video games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners would be, yeah, I'm gonna look into that. So this week, I'm talking about a game that has already been out for a year on cell phones, but it's making its transition to consoles, and it's called Pac-Man 256. So... it's Pac-Man. It's just normal Pac-Man.
In
nothing
the year
crazy.
256.
No, not in the year 256. So the reference for 256 is that in the original Pac-Man, the older school arcade games didn't have endings. They didn't have stories. You just played them until you ran out of money. Or if you were super good, you'd beat every level to where it ran out of basically game to play and it would just glitch on you. Mm. They're called kill screens. So Pac-Man's kill screen was a 256th screen. You beat, you know, Pac-Man, you eat all the pellets. When you eat all the pellets, you clear the stage. There's 256 stages. On the 256th stage, it's just basically half the screen is just glitchy code and numbers. And basically it's unplayable. And then the game just pretty much ends. You run out of men. A lot of the old school arcade games pretty much did that. That's why they were called kill screens, because you basically were unplayable. And your score when you got to that point was your high score. That's how you determine, I'm the number one Pac-Man player in the world. And so if you've seen, I've mentioned it several times, the documentary King of Kong, Billy Mitchell was the man at the time that had played a perfect game of Miss Pac-Man, but it's very similar. It was like 256 things, and then it just glitches and it's over. So what this game, Pac-Man 256, is, it's for your mobile game. It's inspired by that. And what it is it starts off on the 256th stage, but the way the game looks like, it's like asymmetric, which means it's 3D, but it's still like at an angle. So picture, like, it's not flat on. You're kind of looking at a 3D angle, but you're still playing it like a 2D All Pac-Man right. game. But as you're eating the pellets, the bottom of the screen is kind of catching up with you, as if, like, the code, the glitchy code is eating up the world.
All right.
So the whole point of the game is it's kind of taking, you know, note from lots of mobile games where they're endless. You play until you die, like you're fucking Flappy Bird and fucking Jungle Runner and all that kind of shit, where you just, the object of the game is to last as long as you can, and you get different power-ups that'll make you faster. That's where they get their money. You make microtransactions and shit like that. So the game is coming out for consoles to where they kind of add more beef to it. They have more objectives, and it kind of has a little bit more to it. So in this case, it's like you can play four Pac-Mans at the same time. So four players simultaneously try to outrun the 256 glitch code as it's eating up
this
the
is
screen.
You playing four different Pac-Mans or four friends?
Four, like you, it's
three
four,
friends.
It's four players, like All three right. friends.
Gliotch.
Yeah, Gliotch. That's perfect.
It sounds like Invaders, like they added in with the screen being eaten up, I guess.
Yeah. What's another game that does similar like that? It reminds me.
Isn't a Tron level that does that where the ground is moving up? And
yeah,
you
yeah, exactly. The code's kind of flowing up. But it's like it's Wreck-It Ralph, like the ending of Wreck-It Ralph where the glitch code is eating up the world and then you're trying to escape. Like it's
You've
also,
seen Wreck-It Ralph, right?
I have not.
Oh, yeah, exactly. If it's a kid's movie, he's seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on it, like opening weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Exactly. So Pac-Man 256 is the inspiration for our first topic, and the topic is, what is the best or worst video game glitch you've ever seen? Glitches weren't exclusive to just the old school arcade games. They're still glitches today. Games glitch. They fuck up. They miss something. Something wasn't supposed to happen. There's just all kinds of very little weird clicks and very familiar things. People going through walls or, yeah. you know, just kind of stages missing or people's faces falling off or, you know, a lot of 3D games, the best stuff is like, you know, where there's no gravity and all that kind of good stuff. For me, I remember the one that, there's so many great, funny glitches, but I remember for whatever reason, at the time, Mortal Kombat 2 came out in Super Nintendo, and we were talking about him, listener Corey Dorsey, who's an acquaintance of his. He's a great artist, but he's also very talented in breaking games. Like, this guy plays games, and for some reason, he'll find out, well, it's broken, and he'll find all these, like, basically glitches, like bugs. That's funny, because that's what a tester does. A video game tester, before they release the game, they have people that play the game nonstop, relentlessly, doing every single possible thing that the game wasn't intended to do. So they find stuff like this, so that before they release it, they go, oh, we can fix that problem. So Mortal Kombat 2, he had like a 2-hour VHS tape of nothing but all these fucking Mortal Kombat glitches. But the thing I couldn't stop laughing at was that he found a way to turn Reptile into Pizza Man. Like, Reptile...
What?
And it wasn't just like... It was super weird because Reptile, he's a ninja. It's the green Sub-Zero Scorpion. But for whatever fucking reason, he was like this orange... This orangish cheese color, but he had little red dots. And it... I was really thinking it was intentional because it really did look like fucking pizza.
Delivered those deadly combos, yeah.
Oh, man, it was so fun. And I could not stop fucking laughing at this fucking pizza reptile. It might have been any character, but things that they're doing and they're unlocking codes for these Mortal Kombat games. They actually found like a tester code that came out last year that had been discovered since those games were, you know, came out. So now they have these hidden codes where they actually like unlock everything. And it was meant to be for the arcade owners, but nobody ever found it until some dude randomly like
went on a
he called Nintendo Power. And there's like one operator still online, and he fucking says, "Is there any codes?" And he kind of gave him the code. I don't know. So for me, pizza, Mortal Kombat 2 is a very memorable glitch.
Pizza.
Yeah, I googled it. I couldn't find anything.
That's why I also bring it up, because it's probably super unique in the thing, and it's like, yeah not a real
Jess
thing.
Jess just made it up.
It is a real thing.
No, not trying to disprove,
but that's
just to see if it is a thing.
That's why
I'll tell you what, it pre-filled when I typed Reptile Mortal Kombat and I hit the P, pizza was
here we go.
It pre-filled, but it didn't have anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So
I thought you were going to say like Reptile pizza Mortal Kombat reptile. Penis or something, or porn. Oh, yeah.
Reptile Mortal
fan
Kombat
fiction. Fan fiction.
Cum shot facial. So that's what pre-fills for me anytime you put C.
Does he still do like the slow ball, but it's just like cum?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, Gabe. My favorite glitch was also in that era, because I think that era was when glitches were, you know, got stitches. When it was most prevalent with the Genesis and the Super Nintendo and stuff. My favorite glitch, because my cousin, shout out to my cousin Bubba, thought that I had like a Game Genie or a cheat code. But for some reason on NBA Jam, when you picked the San Antonio Spurs, David Robinson and Sean Elliott, Sean Elliott was able to hit a full court shot every single time if you delayed the release a little
On NBA Jam?
On NBA Jam. And I could do that to this day. It was just something that I just found out. It just you hit shoot and then release like that, like do that, and he's about to travel, and right when before he hits the ground, swishes every time.
Yeah,
that
you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That and exact same thing, hoops. For the original NES, one of my favorite games, old school NBA Street. Essentially, it was a street basketball game, 2-on-2, and they had the little cinema when you would dunk it, a little movie, which was rare on a Nintendo game.
They took it from Double Dribble.
Was like slow mo. It was a shit. Well, if you pick Doc, who is my man, Doc, tucked in red ass tank top, You go to it didn't let you backcourt, which I always found interesting. You would go to the very bottom left, right, and face away from the rim, right? Face away from the rim, jump and look, and you're not facing the rim, and then shoot it.
Quickly turn around.
Quickly,
and shoot.
He would make it every time.
Oh, that's the double dribble glitch, but you can do that with any team. But the way you would do it is doesn't matter what team you were, no matter where you were on the court, but if you jump for the shot and you hold the button to release it, you face backwards, forwards, and then let go, and make 3-pointers every time.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Double dribble.
No, I did, but I was more into hoops.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wonder if
the same developers or kind of some people kind of came on there. It's a different company, but at the same time, hoops did that double dribble. Yeah. Cinema breakaway, just like double dribble.
But both of those I found by myself.
Yeah. The old school thing. Because you found them on your own, you just
played the fuck out of basketball video games, dude.
Yeah.
Played the fuck out of them.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't really, man. I mean,
it was a hard question.
Yeah.
But I found it.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can think of is the original Medal of Honor on the PS1. And I just remember always. It was always a typical getting trapped in a wall or getting caught in between actual screens sort of thing. And I just remember that happening a lot. But other than that, I don't really have many glitches other than the Mega Man hold the other controller down and left and then you'll never die on other controller, which is not really a glitch, but I guess it's like a cheat code or something.
No, it's a glitch.
I don't know if you guys.
I think it was intentional.
No. And then there's also one like you keep hitting the start button and it does like a delay, so you can like kill the boss.
No, this is I mean, this is something I remember. If you have the other controller and you hold down and left, But you have to, and then while you play, like if you fall in Mega Man, you'll never fall. You'll jump right. You can jump right back up, and you're basically invincible and stuff. I can't believe you guys never
Power Pad World Class Track Meet. Use your hands, and then when you're doing the long jump, you just you go. Sorry, I know you guys hate this. You go ba 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 ba, and then let go, and the dude's like. Because it feels like you're jumping hardcore, and then you land, and you fucking 1,000 feet jump.
No, but yeah, that was the only thing is, I can't believe, that's a thing. I know it's a thing. Like, if you hold, you have to use two controllers. I don't even know how that was found out, because we didn't have, like, Nintendo, or I guess
you
we
weren't didn't. Jess.
Yeah, well, I was in Jess. Codes, even, yeah. like, codes like that were Nintendo Power. That's the whole amazing thing about the 8-bit era is... Really, like what it really was back in the day, you were like somebody fucking figured it out. But what it really was somebody fucking called Nintendo Power. Somebody called Nintendo Power, and then they told a friend, and then it became word of mouth. But the originator, somebody fucking called Nintendo Power because they couldn't beat Simon's Quest, Castlevania. They didn't know how to fucking call the tornado to kind of whisk him past the wall. No one knows to hold down and select and equip fucking Dracula's eyeball or whatever the fuck it was. Wait. Somebody called
the fucking... What? No, because the people on Steam, if they have that game.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, there, yeah.
Yeah, there's a part... It's, writing it's, this down. there's a part in this game where like it's the second or third castle, and what you have to do is you're supposed to kneel in front of this lake... And you're supposed to equip an item, but it's super... It doesn't make any sense. It's not like the game told you to do it, but you hold down and select and something. The only clue that supposedly would lead you on is that one of the villagers says, go pray by the lake. And it was one of those things, like, no one would have ever thought to hold select or whatever. And it was like one of those weird fucking things. Somebody called Nintendo Power, and that's how they found out, because when that game came out originally... me and my cousins and my friends, we were stuck, and then some fucking dude, like, oh, I figured it out. You didn't figure it out, you asshole. You called Nintendo Power, and you paid $2 an hour or a minute or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a fucking hotline.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, somebody fucking did
that. Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
For me, I have two. One's the original Tony Hawk Pro Skater for PlayStation 1.
Christ,
yeah. No, that's the thing. You clip to the wall. The game doesn't freeze, but you're in midair. So you're just doing like, all right, cool, big head. But you're still doing like Cry Series. You're doing like 360s, 720s, just racking up those points. Yeah, downside is you fucking never funny. Fucking land. So those points don't even fucking matter.
Damn. Oh.
And another one's more man-made. I go to my friend's house, you know, play a little of like Fallout or Skyrim where you can save anyway. You jump off the highest point and you save right before they hit the ground on all their save profiles. So they load up. It's just them fucking smashing on the ground.
That's dick.
That's the that's meanest, fucking, best bully no, thing I've ever heard. Dick.
No, it's cool. Like, because they talk shit. I'm like, okay. Yeah. You're so funny, man.
Yeah. You're like, oh, let me pick up on my fucking 100-hour quest. And then the amount of time, because you think, oh, maybe if I keep leading over to the left, I might not die. I might just like not. No, you're going to die every time.
Dick is fucked.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Though. Really
honorable mention is the Pokemon for like Red and Blue, the Missing No, but I think someone commented on that.
Missing what?
Missing No.
Missing
okay,
No.
Okay, so you go, I think, to the 8th or 9th gym. It's a fire gym, and it's like a small island. You just walk up and down on the right side for, I think, 12 times, and then you get into a battle, and it's just like this, what essentially looks like pixelated, and it's cool, you can catch it, but if you catch it and you, like, turn off your game, it fucks up your whole game.
That but, like, sucks.
And, yeah, it sucks, but, like, it's the most powerful one you can get, but you gotta deal with the glitches, and it just fucks up everything. You know, you're skipping, your game board turns off randomly, like...
Oh, that sucks. Damn,
yeah. But you'll beat any other Pokemon?
I mean, you beat them if your game works, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to start from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Nintendo Power did that on accident. They had, like, what was Nintendo
he
Power?
He hates Nintendo Power.
Is it Nintendo Power? Yeah. Or EGM?
I think he just hates people who had intent or used it
that
or
used
called
fucking,
it.
No,
just like, I beat this the right way.
So this genuinely pissed me off. So Metal Gear, there was this... Like, the Metal Gear, when you... It wasn't the save. You had to punch in a password, which was like a grid. You punch in symbols. Well, Nintendo Power EGM put out, like, this is the master code that gives you all the equipment to beat the game. But it was a fucked up code because it was missing one integral, like, key. So if you tried to use it to cheat, it was basically, like, fucking with you because you couldn't beat it. You'd run around trying to beat the game, but it couldn't do it because the key that you needed to beat the game was gone. It was vanished. You couldn't even go get it.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, and so people would like, oh, I'm going to fucking beat this because this game's too hard. They cheat, but then they'd end up not fucking doing it. They're fucking trolling you back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Real quick, shout out to this church I went to last Sunday that had a big sign that said no skateboarding underneath a cross. And I said, where the hell else am I going to do Christ stairs? I fucking didn't take the picture because I wish I would. It's like, if there's more of an appropriate place to do Christ stairs.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Christ stairs don't exist. Around. Yeah.
Not a real thing.
You got to have the faith to do it. Yeah.
If someone could really pull off a Christ stare, dude.
Fucking Tony Hawk can, dog.
We do my bucket list from like two episodes ago. Put that on my bucket list.
Right, if I could pull off a Christ stare
in the church.
That's the only like
skateboard.
That'd
be the last thing because I'll fucking die from it.
But you'll go directly to heaven.
Worth it.
Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do, dude.
Yeah, and he's like, oh. Yeah. That's okay, my son. Ollie off my face.
And then you go to a hell where you just keep falling and then hitting the ground and then falling. Yeah. And
no, hitting hell the ground. I'm racking up points, but I just never land. Like,
no, you rack up a ton of points and then you fall.
See, I can unlock Dark Maul now. Like, let me do it.
Nope, you're stuck there forever.
Yeah, you have to play as Bill Clinton and Al Gore in NBA Jam.
Yeah, fucking hell is like playing Shinobi and get to the end and fucking Mark.
Here we go.
You have to play Five Dog on fucking NBA 2K Street.
Five Dog? He's on NBA 2K Street.
He's on it, and I made the dumb decision of picking him. I was like, no wonder they fucking call him Five Dog. Like, he's the shortest person.
Yes, yes. And he's a funky diabetic, dude. He's going to have to, like, get some insulin, like, anytime there's a timeout. I'm sorry.
That brings up my most pettiest moment. Someone like, oh man, he could have lived if he like fucking did a carbon-free diet and he didn't need insulin.
Dude.
And I did on my lunch break and I'm really ashamed of it, but I replied to it. I don't think they ever read it, but it was like, I brought up facts. And I was like, yeah, type 2 diabetes, says in this article, they need insulin, carbon-free diets. I couldn't find anything against it, but it usually refers to like emission-wise, like, you're fucking wrong.
You're fucking wrong, dude.
Go look. El Segundo video. Down there.
It's all in there.
It's all hidden in there.
I get so many, like, you need to try this. You need to try this. And there's one that called the Gerson thing, which was on Netflix. They did a documentary on it. And I'll give you the cliff notes of my response and my research on it. A, it really doesn't work. B, there's no proof of it. It's C, in 2013, this blogger did her cancer treatment solely by using the Gerson diet and fucking straight up died.
Not like, from the cancer, but...
No, she died from the cancer. She died from what the autopsy said, untreated cancer. And her mom had breast cancer and did the same thing and fucking died. And so when people send me this, I saw this documentary on Netflix, I'm just like, I don't want to die.
Is that the Forks Over Knives?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't see the documentary.
Forks Over Knives is something else.
Yeah,
that movie just rips. Says like milk gives you cancer, meat gives you cancer.
Yeah. No, this Gerson thing was vegan and coffee enemas.
Oh.
So Folgers up your ass and you're cancer free. Yeah. So I've been doing that for
a
while.
That's
hot, though. A Colombian butt fuck you, and I think that's pretty much the same thing.
Folgers up your ass. It's my favorite Metallica album. What's the Facebook say?
Facebook. Coffee grounds.
Coffee crystal.
Different strokes.
Brown Star Bucks, Star Fox, Brown Star Fox.
Not even close.
All right.
Albert Vasquez says, when I first got my Sega Genesis, I spent that summer mastering Sonic the Hedgehog. I thought I had found some secret areas in the first level. They were just breakable walls that led nowhere. I spent 3 days making sure they really didn't lead anywhere. 3 days is a long time for a 7-year-old.
It is, because you think you find a secret, and he's right. There's parts in the first stage. It's like, cool, I broke through here. It's meant to be a shortcut.
Yeah.
But if you go through it slow, you're like, what the fuck is this for? Like, it's just like nothing.
Yeah. Ever jumped over the flag on Mario 1 and made it past the screen and couldn't go back?
Yeah.
Just never ends.
But there's another one where I forgot what stages. You keep going, you get the flute, and then you just warp to fucking the World 7, World 8.
In part 1?
I think so, yeah.
Was there a flute?
No, that's part three.
Part three. Yeah.
Sarah Sharp says, Raiders of the Lost Ark for Atari. The whole game. So annoying. I still can't make it out of the marketplace. I think we got a bum copy.
Man, you're just bad.
No, you're just terrible.
For the makers of E.T.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Travis K says, Halo 2, the magic stick. When a destroyed turret that was just the smoking tripod could still be fired. I always check those and wound up getting a few kills at the same time, making plenty of enemies.
Halo 2, that's an old school game, right?
Oh, big time.
To you, Gabe?
No. It's new because it came out like, what?
2008?
It came out 2000-something, no.
2004.
But like I said, yeah. I was poor, like, Xbox 360 came out, I got my Xbox.
Like, yes, that's just like me, homie.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Carlos Castro says, the missing no of Pokemon Red and Blue. Yeah. A risk-reward scenario would result in unlimited supplies or an unplayable game. That sucks.
Yeah.
Lori Herring says, old-school Nintendo... and the gray mat that had blue and red circles to use for jumping hurdles when you physically ran faster than the person next to you, but somehow they always won. BS. So Larry was the person that...
Drop down, slap it.
Drop to your knees and slap it.
Mm.
See him big, slap him down.
Get on them knees and slap it. Alfred Perez says, my brother turned on Final Fantasy II on the Super Nintendo, and there was flicker when the game selection menu came up on both of his games, and both of his games were gone.
That blows dick.
My saved game, level 99, baby, was still alive and well.
Oh, see, that makes it worse.
That's also the man-made one. You go into your fucking memory cards for PS2 and delete the profile. Like, oh, I don't know what happened. That's happened to me.
Old.
I'm
like, yeah.
Okay, I guess I won't play ever again.
Final Fantasy 2. That is a bullshit name. By not being a gamer, Final Fantasy 9.
Final Destination 3.
Final Fantasy fucking 14, 15.
Yeah.
This one's the finalist.
Now for real, the finalist.
Final Fantasy 11 online. You have to buy a network adapter.
Greg Forrest says, floating up the wall in Nintendo's Double Dragon.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah.
Andrew Thomas says, there's a glitch in Heavy Rain where you can trigger the male protagonist to yell, Sean, over and over when he isn't on the screen or in the scene. Hilarity ensues. He put a video there. So I guess the dude just keeps yelling, Sean.
For Heavy Rain. Yeah. Press X to Sean.
Jeffrey Flower says, in Grand Theft Auto 4, there's a glitch where you can drive a car into the swing set and have a car launched into the air at mock speeds. Sometimes you would get launched across the map or sometimes into a building across the street at 1,000 miles per hour. Great times. Everyone's attaching videos of all these things. You can go online and check them out. And then Rachel Norberg says, this game or any monstrosity released by EA Sports, and it's I guess Joe Rogan and Goldberg fighting or something. I don't know.
Wow.
And they just look like they're on each other's backs.
Oh, wait, no.
The UFC glitches
are fucking hysterical.
Just all the WWE glitches, like when you make your own character, it just comes out.
Well, what's funny about the make your own character on the WWE things are that they have the pieces of like legendary wrestlers that they couldn't get the rights for.
Yeah.
So you could essentially make like Doink and fucking Dusty Rhodes and shit.
I saw one. It's like the ref just like reaching his hand. I was like, yeah. Thumbs up.
That's it. That's all the
Facebook answers. Okay, well, that's wonderful. Yeah, glitches. They're all prevalent part of Pac-Man 256, which is a mobile game, but now it's for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC. So Pac-Man 256. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
I love glitches because they're so delicious.
I got 99 problems and a glitch ain't one of them.
Yeah. Right. Now it's time for another edition of Dad's Cornered.
Hooray.
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true. Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
So, Gabe, do you have any chillin'?
I bet not.
Bet not, bitches. So I am outnumbered again.
Yeah.
So in this edition of Dad's Corner, do we ask, what's your favorite hospital experience with everything going on with my with the cancer? I'm going to be spending a lot of time in the hospitals.
Right.
And so I'm trying to, you know, see the bright side of this. And here's a little secret about Larry that you might not know.
Because
I'm all about them nurses, dog.
Ain't no secret, dog. Yeah. It's telegraphed everywhere.
And so it's so funny. Dude, it's so funny. How hard karma hits. So I don't did I talk about the hot assistant in the last
Asian one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's been happening lately is, you know, anytime like a cute nurse or doctor or anything happens, she's like, and they're like, you know, hey, Mr. Gerzer, is there anything we can help you with? My mind goes, Brazzers.com. Like, every single time.
Have you let it out once?
No.
Audibly?
Okay. No, it's just been awesome. It's been awesome. Like, I went, And like
you're not on a bus, but you just go bang bus.
Yeah, it's like
there's no bus to be in
and
sight.
And when you watch Bang Bus, they don't say that either.
Yeah, no, they don't either.
Yeah, when I get SpongeBob's up, you can do that yourself. Nah, I need some help.
I need some SpongeBob. I'm already a dirty old man. And I'm 34. But like, it's like the cute factor goes up. Like when a girl wears glasses, like dark rim glasses.
You know, I'll freely admit I'm into glasses. So I'm like,
yeah, no, but like their cute factor goes up. Even if they're monsters, they put on a fucking
damn it.
A pair of dark glasses, and it's like, "What's up, girl?" And they're like, "Hey, Gabe, how are you?" Right? And so that's the way I feel with any kind of like medical assistant, nurse, or doctor, or anything like that. Lab coat, scrubs. So I'm
that's
like,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's the combination: nurse, scrubs, glasses.
Oh,
like, yeah.
Dark hair, tattoos, scrubs, glasses, dude. Yeah. It's fitting a fuck
mom
time.
Butt.
Yeah, my little mom butt and no scrubs.
Fuck yeah, Gabe.
God damn it. No, what
don't
is
encourage him.
Oh, dude.
See, you know all about us.
Oh, just a bag of mom butt? That's what scrubs are. Just
a bag of mom butt.
They're working for the kids.
Yeah. Come on, girl. What's that, SpongeBob in your booty, girl? So I can't handle it. So it's canceled itself out for the simple fact that I had a cute nurse. We're doing an abdomen CT scan to check for the tumors in my kidney. And so they give you this IV and this dye, and you have to go through this CT machine. And for anyone who doesn't know, it's a giant donut that, you know, sends radiation to your body, and then they get this, like, 3D scan. So she said, finally, what I've always wanted a nurse to tell me is, Mr. Garza, can you please drop your pants?
I was like, I'm not going to. Yeah, Brazzers.com.
See that dick?
Yeah, and I was just like, my underwear too? Like, you know, just like the innocent fucking twink that I was trying to pretend. Yeah, exactly, right? And I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it like past this donut with this rock hard giant boner that I have
gonna
going
on.
It's
going to keep on rotating.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, do you have a belt that I could strap this down to my chest?
God damn it.
So, so the karma to that was when I went to my urology appointment, and urology is all about nuts and dicks. Like, that's what urology is. It's the nut and dick doctor and bladders and stuff and kidneys and, you know, the whole urinary.
Yeah, but
to me,
fucking
nuts and dicks.
Nuts and dicks.
And when you go to, a university, like every city has their university hospital, right? And that's where all the residents and Grey's Anatomy shit happens. So you're thinking, yeah, I'm going to get them young ass doctors. You know, all those fucking hot chicks. No.
That's not Corpus.
No,
you
no.
Like all the old, like, they just look tired of fucking
well, those
cynical.
Are the, yeah, yeah. And but I got the doctor who was this young dude, and I was like, oh, well, Mr. Garza, I need to do an exam to make sure if your kidneys are affecting your urinary tract. So if you can drop your pants so I can examine your penis. And I'm like, nah, dog. Come on, not from you.
And
you
like,
know?
It was a different voice. Brazzer.
No, it was like grinder.com. And I was like, fuck, dog. Well, he's cute, right? And so he was a good looking guy.
Yeah, was he a good looking
guy?
He
was a younger guy. He was a younger guy. So if I was getting my pee-pee touch, it didn't feel like I was getting molested. It felt like
if it was
like
an older doctor.
Yeah. It was if it was an older, it wasn't straight up jammed. If it was an older doctor, I'd at least like some crackers out of it, right? Some British crackers. And so he does it, checks my nuts, asks if there's any abnormalities to my nuts, and I was just like,
I don't know, you tell me.
I was like, what do you think? Do they taste weird?
The doctor's gonna be in right now.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what happened because he was a resident. And oh, so shit. Then the doctor came and was like, okay, Mr. Garza, we're
who is this man touching your balls?
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, Harold! And he's a janitor. Isn't that an old joke, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, check your dick hole, right? And so then
I'm seeing him, Escaza.
But see, yeah, I got telescoped twice because, you know, they're examining my dick hole. So
why did he have to do it twice? He's like, I don't believe him.
Well, the first one's learning.
Yeah. Okay.
So I understand why, but for the sake of the joke, I don't. So then, you know, the professor comes in and, you know, is one testicle bigger than the other one? I was like, I don't know. He's like, do you normally get erections when you're... No, and so they do both. And so I was like, great. All the karma that I... Because Andy's been my rock and she's been a badass. And I've told her, you have to let me be a little cheeky with this shit just so I could pass the time and I can enjoy going to all these doctor's visits. And she's like, yeah, sure. And so then, as you know, karma, buddy. I got the hall pass to touch butts and flirt with nurses, and then I got two grown men touching my balls. So that's how love goes.
Well, at least it was just
we
twice
have
and
some
not more
experiences, believe it or not.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, it sucks, dude. And So that's what brings up the question is, what is your best hospital experience? Now, I know it's not going to be your answer for the best, but you had some work done on the...
Yeah, it was like around high school. I was getting like a physical done.
Yep.
I had this hot doctor.
Damn it. What was his name?
Whoa. No, but like she was hot.
Yeah.
And then like she's like, all right, let me check for any hernias, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was like, all right, whatever.
If you have to.
And then, like, this is, like, when I'm 13, so my mom drove me.
Damn.
And, like, next month, she's like, oh, yeah, I switched to doctors. I was like, in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, why the fuck did you do that?
No!
Because she's like, I thought you'd be more comfortable with a man. I was like,
She knows.
No, I kind of think she does know, but it's like both. I kind of
think
she
should ask
know,
her now. I think you're old enough to ask now if she knew. because my grandma used to say that, like, oh, you guys are boys. Oh, you can get undressed because he's a boy. Like, that's like an
no,
old
school mentality.
No, because
we never talk about that in my family.
Well, not like in a sexual way, but just kind of like you go to the men's room and change because there's nothing but men. You won't feel uncomfortable. So
we don't even talk about that. So I don't.
Oh wow.
I think it's just like she just didn't know.
She was fine as fuck. The doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knew what was up.
Here's what I got.
God
my.
Damn it.
I had to do a
girl in the pink knows what's up. Did you ever see that sketch with the shake weight?
I had to do, I guess, a physical? No, what the hell was it? I had to get checked before I went on a trip one time. And the doctor had to, you know, do the hernia check, yeah. Right? And it's so funny because he goes, okay, well, we're in the little office room where he does his checking. And he turns away and he goes, go ahead and you can take your pants down.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I turning away? I pull my pants down and then he turns around and he does...
Yeah.
He grabs my butt. I'm like, why is he turning away while I'm pulling my pants down?
Because he's going to be...
I would think he's not uncomfortable, but he's like, I don't know if he's...
Well, you're about to look at my dick anyway.
He doesn't want to watch
you. Dignity. It's dignity.
He doesn't want to watch
you. Mr. Rebels, please, slowly.
Yeah. I just didn't get it. I was like, look, dude, you're going to see this regardless.
Yeah, but like, it's not like he's avoiding to just straight up looking at you. And
and also, probably less time for him to be in that situation.
Yeah. I really think it's all just right. Like, he's like, I don't know if he's uncomfortable with it, so, like, I'll just let him turn around.
Yeah. All right.
So
it just made no sense to me, but I guess.
That's actually routine.
I'm sure it is.
No,
but
my urologist didn't turn around when
but
I
But were you wearing pants? Pants?
Yeah,
okay,
pants.
So he just stayed up, he just watched.
But it wasn't uncomfortable. He was like, okay, sir, if you can drop your pants.
Yeah, exactly. I would have been,
I didn't even think that,
you're
like,
about to
turn around.
Well, no, actually, now I think about it, every time I'm in the situation, I'm already like in the medical
gown.
Oh, like, no. For a full physical type of thing. So I guess I just don't think about
that.
The
only problem is when they told me to drop my pants, like, every, like, belt loop and or I'm sorry, like, belt notch and zipper, I kept going, like, I'd undo my belt, go, fuck.
And it's quiet. You can hear every little notch, every little.
Yeah.
Oh, that's about to go down. Sorry, it's just.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. And they're like. Mr. Grayson, please just take your pants off.
All right, hang on a second there.
Oh, you can't wait for it, right?
You ready for this?
So someone
the air,
dick wakes.
The air escaping your underpants.
Like when you open a thing of tennis balls.
Because there's an airtight seal?
Yeah, that's a little tight.
But it doesn't smell good. It sounds cool, but just...
No, it doesn't. No, it smells like eraser dust and fart.
No, I think the worst for me is, like, anytime I've had an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
Because, like, no matter what plans you have, like, for the day, that cancels everything because you're out with the medicine.
What are you allergic to?
Good question. I don't know.
Jill I was about to say, we're just eating all this crap.
I think it's like perfumes or lotion or some shit like that.
All right.
But yeah, because I remember second time, like last time, some counselor took me to the fucking hospital. And I had to resist the urge saying, like, oh yeah, this is like the first time I was high. Nope, you're just really tired. Don't say that.
So that brings us to the question, what's your favorite experience at a hospital? And mine actually isn't dirty, believe it or not. Mine's actually kind of sweet. So it was when Gunner was born. Now, equally as awesome as when Mikey was born.
Right.
But, you know, Andy was cool enough to allow me to name him Gunner after Leatherface, right? And so I go, you know, everyone's asleep. You know, I go, I'm just going to grab a bite to eat real quick. So I go to the food court, and there is a little Mexican restaurant in the food court, and they had maybe like two autographs for some reason to the restaurant from celebrities. Like, and one was like Barry Manilow or George Strait or something of that nature in this food court Mexican restaurant. Now, there's a Bath and Body Works, there's a McDonald's, there's a Golden Walk, right? There's all the like mall food courts, and then there was like Sabrecitos or whatever, right? And one of the autographs was Gunnar Hansen, Leatherface.
Random.
Out of all these fucking random ass things. Yeah. And it was the day that Gunnar was born. And I took a picture of it. It's on my Facebook. Go back to March 30th or April 1st of 2010.
I got you.
Yeah. And you'll see it because I couldn't believe that fucking happened, of all things, was seen. I took that as a sign. He was alive at the time, so it was like not
Was he dead?
He's dead now, yeah, unfortunately. And so, so I took that as like a cool sign to like, yeah, his namesake's, it's going to rock. So that was my favorite hospital moment.
The cool thing is you got the coolest thing about the whole Gunner thing is you got to take a picture with the whole family and Gunner.
Yeah, one of the best experiences of my life, and so happy that I was able to do it before he passed away. So R.I.P. Mr. Hansen. And Gunner knows who he is, and Gunner knows who he's named after and why, so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. By the way, you have like a cool family. Just like listening back, like, this is kind of sound weird, but I kind of wish you were like kind of my dad.
Dog! Oh,
two presents!
I got three presents, dog! You say that, but... Larry's a good dad.
Like, you're there for your kids. Like, you go to their events. Like, I was in marching band, and my high school's like 5 minutes away from my house. Like, it's walking distance. Like,
right.
My mom never went to my events.
Yeah.
Like, my dad probably went to like one or two, but like...
Yeah.
I'm like, man, Larry's there for like his kids. And like, oh,
but
shit.
Thank you. That means a lot, man. Yeah,
like, you're a really good dad. And like Mikey's fucking smart. Gunner's fucking funny. Like, and your wife like seems like a badass. Like,
yeah, she's a badass chick, dude. But she'll
make that face.
She'll cut her bitch.
Yeah.
She'll badass. She'll like fuck someone up.
The last episode I listened to was like talking about Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, like, I would want a wife to fucking like post the secrets. Negotiate, like, that's something I would fucking do. Like, I wouldn't hit them, but like, I'd fucking share their worst, darkest secrets. So Andy, you're great.
Yeah, you hear that, Gabe Diaz? That really means a lot, man. That means that you're gonna be a fucking good dad, because that's why I pride myself of being a good dad, because my dad wasn't around and he came to like a basketball game or two when I was in high school. But it was, you know, kind of like, oh, come on, dude. I'd rather you be there when I was like,
like, I learned from that. Okay, I don't want to be that type of dad. Like,
right.
I don't want to be at work all the time. Granted, like, it's to support me and the family, but still, like. You know, you're doing that and you're with your family, so sorry. Yeah,
but we live in America. No one's working fucking 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? You just you sleep when you're dead.
And, priorities.
Priorities. Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Is it worth it? And you know, spending time with your kids is important. And I think as long as you can relate to them and just remember when you were a kid and what was important to you. So sometimes I want him to go to the other room and fucking watch so I could watch fucking, you know, Zodiac.
Scary Price coming up.
Yeah, exactly. And not like, you know, have to turn it when they get stabbed by the lake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I remember just being in my room, and as cool as it was playing with my Masters of the Universes and stuff like that, like, I would have liked to have, like, you know, just talked to my mom or dad and stuff like that.
And like, now my parents, like, they kind of want to make up. Like, my mom wants to do conversations, but, like...
But see, that's what happens. You're just, like, not used to it.
Room, like,
yeah. Exactly. You're like, not,
I kind of don't want to. It's unrelatable, you know?
Yeah.
It's unrelatable, man. So thanks, dude. That's awesome.
So, yeah,
man.
I don't hate my family, by the way.
No, of course not. Of course not. I get what you're saying, but I'll adopt you, homie. Next time we go to Corpus, dude. I'll take you fishing. I don't know how to swim, your friend, to save my life.
All right, cool. Me neither. Well, I know how to swim. I don't know how to fish.
Fuck it, I don't know how to do either.
Can you I'll do it. Fish? I'll teach you how to swim. You teach me how to fish.
I don't know how to do fuck. Yeah. We'll rub Selena's booty statue.
All right. <You'll> fish for that ass.
Yeah.
What about you, Jess?
Oh, yeah. I remember I don't have a lot of hospital experiences, but I did have my gallbladder taken out one time. And I'm straight edge. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do really anything.
Just
I
eat pussy.
Yeah, that's all I do. It's the only cure you need.
Well, balanced diet.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, ate the most.
Who ate all the pussy?
Jess. That's the end of every sitcom.
Yeah.
That we do.
Who ate that pussy?
You know who it was. Who ate all the pussy?
Who ate all the pussy?
Yeah.
Jess.
Can't talk, gotta go.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Sorry.
Just don't eat while you drive.
I'll fucking... Anyways.
Here we go,
So, I have a gallbladder taken out, and again, I'm straight edge, all I eat is pussy. And I forgot, I was like, what was I going with this? I'm like, oh yeah. So, but I get it. I get drug use, because... Oh, okay. Before they did the surgery, they fucking shoot you full of whatever it is, morphine or whatever the fuck it is. So I remember very clearly, again, attractive nurse, but I was with my friends and my family, like they were just there. And the only surgery I've ever been through, and this was like this nurse came and she's like, "Now I'm gonna give you this drink, this little thing. It's I forgot what it was for, but it's you're supposed to drink it before they put you under. It's medicine.
Right.
It's like I guess weaken the anesthetic or whatever."
Okay.
But she kind of said, like, "This is going to taste really bad. I'm warning you." And I drank it and I loved it. It was like this weird acidic, like, lemon shot. Like, if you took lemon heads and liquefied it and took the sugar out, so just pure, like, a lemon, but had a little bit of sweetness in it. And I was like, "Oh, that's good. Can I have another one?" And then.
Fuck me up.
It was really.
Fuck me up.
It was really good. And then I remember, like, okay, we're going to, you know, do the. I'm in the IV and then the mess is going in. I'm just kind of like, "All right, cool. Let's just relax." And fuck, man, it felt really good. Yeah. Like, I get it. Like, I'm not going to do, I just don't do drugs. I don't get high, but I fucking get it because I felt really good. And I was just like, really just like nodding around like, "Yeah, man, this is going to be no problem." And then I started to mumble and blabber on, but I distinctly remember going, "Oh, well, hey, Kansas, we're not in Toto anymore." Yeah, and then after that, I woke up in pain.
It was like that.
Like, I just straight up, like, woke up in pain.
No, that's the scary thing about the sedatives is that you don't dream and there's no lapse of time. Seriously, it just goes from one moment to the next and you're in pain.
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh, man," just straight up, like, "Yeah, hey, Kansas, we're not in Toto anymore." And like, "You have to go." Like, "Can I stay for a little bit?" "No, you have to go."
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to stay. But you have to get out of this thing, and we have to put you in a wheelchair. And I was like, "They're gonna roll the wheelchair."
Push them out.
Yeah, are they gonna roll the wheelchair to the car? No, you have to like walk from the wheelchair can't leave the premises. Fuck. You have to like walk. Like, it was very specific. Like, you have to walk.
They were like the shopping carts at Dollar General. Like, they had the
they can't leave the store.
The wheel locks up magnetically when you go past a certain point.
You out the cart.
Yeah. It won't eject the quarter that you use to kind of put it in there to dispose to get it out. Yeah. So, but yeah, that euphoria, that high before going into surgery was memorable. And it's not even like the what I saw, what I dreamt, or whatever. It's just that fucking feeling of like,
just really fucked up.
And that super pleasant lemon drink, whatever the fuck that was. I wanted more.
Yeah.
She's like, "We can't have any more."
That was lean, homie.
Oh, was
that it? That was syrup.
Damn.
They probably ran out and they gave you like a placebo. Like,
yeah.
No, it was hardcore.
Just give him some Sprite. It's fine.
Just give him some Country Time.
It was like it was somebody who drank Country Time and then spit it back in a cup and then
put
like
some vinegar in there.
Yeah.
Oh, they got one of the little 5-calorie packets of Crystal Light lemonade, put it in their mouth and Spit it out and then
take this country time, mix it up with some vinegar here.
Yeah, they're like, exactly. Watch him make this motherfucker eat this shit.
Yeah, like, oh, he likes it. He likes it. Yeah. He actually likes Brazzers.
Yeah, I can't get mad about it. I'm fucking high.
Yeah. So Jess's favorite hospital experience, getting fucked up.
Well, funny. That leads me to remember one of the things is when I got my wisdom teeth removed, and I got two on the left side, and everyone's like, oh, that sucks. It was an awesome experience. Mm. I remember because they did the laughing gas thing.
Yeah.
And once again, I'm just like Jess. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I don't do any of that stuff. But I totally get it because it was awesome.
Yeah.
I remember they put the thing on my nose. And I started inhaling it, and I was like, okay. And my whole thing about drugs is I'm like, it's all mental. You can overcome a lot of it. And I was like, don't laugh. Just don't do it. And then damn it, if I didn't crack a smile. And the dentist goes, oh, looks like it's starting to work. And I was like, nah, like I just lost. I was like, damn it, you got me.
And then it starts to work.
It was amazing. I remember feeling like my hands were giant, but little at the same time, and I could move them, and then I felt like I was in the Lawnmower Man. You know that thing where it spins you around?
Yeah, virtual reality.
And I was like, this is amazing. And then I felt really good. It was awesome. But that's not my thing. That just reminded me of how I get drugs. Like, you know, that's the real deal. My favorite moment was when I was 15. 15, it's a moment that is absolutely integral moment in my life. It's when I screwed up my hip and ended up going to the doctor to get it checked out. But it was this crazy moment when I was sitting in the emergency room, and to the left of me was a pregnant woman getting ready, like, I don't know, like to have a baby sort of. And to the right of me was an old man dying. No, this was on Thanksgiving. Sorry, this was Thanksgiving now that I think about it. It was Thanksgiving. It was like an old, and I don't know why this is just an incredible memory. Oh, this is actually a couple memories now. But it was like, I remember thinking it was like the whole circle of life was happening right around me. And it was
a birth and a death.
Yeah, but it was like really great. I mean, because this old man was dying and you could hear it all going on. And I heard like the priest come in and there was family, and like it was I could hear that it was a good death, I guess, if that's the way you can say it. And it was like, this is a good thing. His family's around. There's a priest around. Like, and it was, you can hear that it was a family priest, and like, it was rough. And then at the same time, it was like the baby being born, and it was this awesome, magical sort of like circle of life sort of thing. And it was like a nice, interesting, like memory. And I just remember that being like kind of cool. And then, yeah, that's mine.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
So I've had two different experiences, similar to yours, actually. So for two semesters, I shadowed at the county hospital, Spahn Memorial, and that's like everyone goes there. If you don't have insurance, you're going to go there. So you get the worst of the worst, but you also get like, all right, this was the closest one nearby, they have insurance, whatever. And we had this one guy, like his family was around, and he was dead. He was dying, whatever. Next room, we had these patients. I think her husband, like, one of them had overdosed, and they were just like arguing and fucking screaming right next to each other. And the cop came in like, hey, look. Oh, no, it was a doctor. She's like, hey, look, we have family next door. Their grandfather's dying. We're not bringing them back. He's dead.
Hmm.
So you need to stop. You need to. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And then going off your wisdom teeth, I was a dumbass and decided to do topical. So you, you're aware of everything.
That was that injection? Yeah. It was a straight up injection?
Yeah, right. They tell you the truth. You won't feel anything. You'll just feel the pressure of the drill of them pulling it out.
Bullshit. I went topical once.
Really?
Felt
everything. See, I'm a fucking elephant. Like, they had to like plug me up a lot.
Yeah.
And like 15 minutes later, it fucking rushed in.
Yeah.
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 And it was probably the worst experience. But my best has to be like shattering in the hospital. Like, you get to see the coolest shit. Granted, at the cost of like other people's misery, like,
sure,
yeah.
But you get to see some like dumb accidents, like,
yeah.
Some guy, like, he tried to jump down the stairs, like, just like he's like, oh, faster way down, I'm gonna jump down,
just for fun.
He landed, but he landed on his feet, and so his bone was just out.
Oh. Like a bone spur,
yeah.
Oh.
And like, he's still drunk, so like, I guess he's not feeling it. So that was pretty funny. And some other dudes, like, his girlfriend was hitting him. He rolled out the car. He's like, yeah, I couldn't hear the back, so I just rolled out. And I was doing fine until the tire caught me.
Ooh!
And they had to, like, reset the bone. And I guess the pain medicine was just taking forever to kick in. He's like, just do it.
Damn it.
And so you're just watching all of this.
I'm just watching.
You're shadowing, so you're just, you're not having to.
Yeah, I can't laugh or anything, and I go like to the like student room like.
Yeah, laughing at these people.
Hey, like, come on! If you're jumping out of a moving vehicle,
just like stuff up people's butts, because that's all that I hear from like ER people. That it's like, oh, another guy with some
bottle stuck up his butt.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. But I think so. I think I remember vaguely.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
But there's some like there's some really like tragic stuff, like people overdose.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Attempted suicides. Yeah.
But there's my brother he's a EMT for the fire department, yeah. So there are funny terrible stories as well,
yeah.
Where as far as overdoses, because a lot of the calls that they get are for people overdosing on heroin and
methadone, yeah.
And so there's just a thing, you go in, and it's funny because what's the movie? There's a movie with Nicolas Cage where he's a ambulance driver.
Man of Steel.
God damn it! Yeah. And
Waking the Dead.
There's a moment where I think it's Ving Rhames and they're like hold each other's hands and pray and blah blah blah. And
it's on the dead.
No. and they just inject him with a adrenaline shot, yeah. And it usually brings him back. And yeah. So my brother has stories like that where like
they react so violently
it's,
to that.
He shows up and he it's weird because he says this always happens is you show up to an overdose and they're always wet. And what it is 9 times out of 10 people keep throwing splash water. Trying to wake the people up. And he's like, every time you go and you're like, yep, they're wet. You're wet.
You
and
serious? So,
yeah.
Most of
the
time, you're just like, piss and shit.
Oh,
like,
no. Well, there's like, that. There's that, too.
Again?
But half the time, it's just people. And so a lot of the times, he likes to tell the people, it's like, oh, it's a really good thing you poured water on. Because that really, like, saved their lives. Like, he tells the people to, like, make them feel like they did something good. But they had nothing to do with it. And so he has funny stories like that as well. But, yeah.
What about the Facebook?
Facebook answers. Sorry, let me pull these up.
Just get the shot.
Get the shot. Get the fucking shot.
Get the fucking shot. Fucking fountain pen. Black magic marker.
All right, the fucking chick with the fucking.
It's all it takes, man.
Face.
Just like the movies.
My wife.
All right, let's see. Albert Vasquez says, when I had my appendix removed, they told me that I had to stay for a full week.
Blah, blah,
I forced myself to start walking the day of my surgery. By the second day, I made it to a point where I could walk to my bed. To the nursery every time they chimed the new arrival of a newborn. I was able to leave by the third day. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, wow.
Travis K says, having my 5th birthday party at the hospital on the same day as Easter in 1993.
Easter and your birthday at the hospital? Fuck.
Man. Best day ever.
I
still remember the day like it was yesterday. I also remember all the friends I made since we were all constantly there. IV pole races were also some of the best times. As long as you didn't crash, you have your IV ripped out of your arm.
Oh, my fucking God. That's I can't do that in movies where they rip out their IVs. Like, no. It makes me cringe.
No, yeah, fuck that. Ivy Pole Races is also my drag name.
Ivy Pole Races?
Yeah.
That's so adorable, though. Think of 5-year-old Travis
What kind of
Kate.
Hospital was he at? They're not watching these people.
Patch Adams Hospital.
Yeah.
Marvin Lanier says, I just had my tonsils taken out, and my dad brought me a stuffed brachiosaur from Jurassic Park. Oh, wait, not just recently. I guess he's talking about... I was like, well, that's interesting. Your
Damn,
dad
that
bringing...
That must have been expensive, yo. See, that joints on eBay, son.
No, but from the actual Jurassic Park.
To the real Jurassic Park. Yes.
Andrew Thomas says, I remember asking a room of people if I could change the TV in a waiting room when I was 6-ish. I wanted to watch Toonami so I could call in and win Transmetal Cheetor.
Oh, man.
From Beast Wars. I ran out so I could use the payphone to call in. I never got that toy.
Dicks.
Greg's so fucking dying and the next year's like, I gotta use the payphone. I gotta win Beast Wars.
I need, yeah, six. Yeah. That's adorable. 6-year-old. Greg Forrest says, playing Pokemon for the first time. I guess he did that for the first time in the hospital.
Oh, okay. All right.
Freddie Perez says, when I came out of the anesthesia for my appendicitis surgery, I'd find out the space shuttle Challenger was destroyed.
Fuck, you did that, Freddie.
It's all your fault. I thought I was dreaming, so I tried to go back to sleep to wake up out of a nightmare.
No!
My doctor came in to check on me and confirmed it had happened.
Yeah.
I nodded and said, oh,
that's
I will never forget that. Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. You're old as fuck. Fuck.
I saw. I was. We watched it on TV.
Was that in college? Like,
no. It was in high school.
It was in high school because.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
The story is like, yeah, we put like what we wanted to be, and then like, they exploded. Like, I don't want to be an astronaut. That's true. I want to be the guy with the roll-up sleeves in the booth. Like,
that is a true story. I wanted to be an astronaut, and we saw on live television a shuttle explode with I was like, no, I don't want to be an astronaut anymore. That's just
right. That
and
off
that,
the
weird,
list.
That weird, awkward, and then going, turning on the TV and wheeling the card out, and then reeling in that slideshow.
I remember we watched that in like elementary school.
Miss, can I rewrite my career paper?
Yeah, it happened, man. It was like fourth or fifth grade, and like the exact same thing. They wheel in the cart with the TV. All the kids sitting freaking crisscross applesauce watching the goddamn space shuttle go up.
That's
9/11. That's 9/11.
Yeah.
Fuck. And then Let's turn this off. Okay, we're going to read about dinosaurs. Yeah.
What happened to the space shuttle? Dinosaurs. Everybody died.
No, they're still on the planet.
Yeah. D is for dead.
No.
Yeah, that's no, sucks. I was four, y'all.
Yeah, good for you.
Six astronauts came up, four died. How many left?
Jared about to challenge your motherfucking history book, dog.
Hector Bohorquez says, that time when I had a tummy tuck and I asked for the leftover skin so I could make a wallet, and they called the cops.
No way. Wow.
Have you ever went to the...
I'm going to ask for my tumors.
Because I wanted my wisdom teeth to be like cufflinks, but like I think I bleached them so they can't, like, they're not strong.
They're not strong. Did they let you keep your gallstones or your kidney stones?
Did he want to keep them?
No, I told him to throw them away.
Yeah, no, they're collector's items. Like, the people pay good money for, like, really big kidney stones. Yeah, that's funny.
They throw mine away. They're like, oh, this is the thing that's causing all this discomfort. Get,
like casts of your teeth and then have them made.
I still have them and everything. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
I want my tumors hardcore and in one of those mason jars and just fucking,
I was thinking about that. I was like, would it be weird to ask him?
I'm going though, dude. I don't give a fuck.
You don't have to give me.
Yeah, my old man got his knee cartilage.
Did he?
Yeah.
It's his.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I'm taking that home.
Yeah.
It's leftover.
I paid for that. I want that.
Leftover steak. I paid for that. It's coming home with me. Susie Hamilton says, when an OBGYN who I had never met was stitching up my C-section incision, she apologized for taking so long, saying she was very anal. Susie says, that's cool. I'm into that. It was not my best response, but it's the one I chose. Awkward.
Yeah.
Well done.
I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm real anal. Yeah, cool. I'm into that.
Yeah,
Withers.com.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Never mind.
You got an extra opening soon.
I was going to say, leave that C-section open for a second. Let's invite some friends over.
Make that an F-section.
That's when you can... That's when you could technically brass knuckle someone.
C-section it too.
Yeah. That's when you're really brass knuckling.
Oh, fucking goddamn it. Shit.
Samantha Lyons.
Is that going to be the name of the podcast?
Turn that
C-section into an F-section.
Gabriel Diaz.
Exactly, with Gabriel Diaz.
Sure.
Exit through the F-section.
Samantha Lyons Reek says, I was still in the birthing room after I had my daughter. They made me stay there a bit because the anesthesia had made me nauseous and I was puking everywhere. One of my ex-husband's fraternity brothers comes skipping into the room. He had told the nurses he was my brother and they let him in. They hadn't mopped up the blood from the floor and I was clutching a vomit-filled bedpan to my chest, white as a ghost. He said it was the most metal thing he'd ever seen and for years called me every Mother's Day to pay respect.
Yeah.
Blood all over the floor.
Yeah.
Vomit-filled bedpan.
He's walked right into a Cannibal Corpse song.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's fucking awesome.
Crystal Hernandez.
She's like Sam Corpse Grinder Rick to that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Corpse Grinder.
Crystal Hernandez Raylar says, when Andy... was about to give birth to Mikey. Yep. We were all there that day and everyone decided to leave and go eat. Right when Jeanette and I were about to sit down and eat, we get the call that Mikey was on the way. If we would have known food would have rushed the labor, then we would have eaten sooner.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
It was all their fault.
With the eat, dog?
Might have been Gunner, by the way.
Said Mikey.
I know.
Uh-oh.
We'll see.
JD Matisek says, when I went to the ER after having a bout of vertigo, I had to get another ambulance ride down to another hospital because the MRI machine at the hospital I went to was too small for me. I remember sitting there in the stretcher waiting in a vacant hallway with the ambulance crew just chilling and talking, waiting for the MRI. It broke up how boring the day was getting, considering they were looking to see if I had a stroke or something. Shit. No stroke was determined. God damn.
Wow, man.
Vertigo, that's dog. What was vertigo again?
Yeah.
What causes vertigo? You said it was.
Ear sinuses.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Oh, okay.
And that's true. Guys, you know, you got, you know, surgeries coming up, you know, and you need to be in the hospital for a while.
Save those parts?
Yeah. Save those parts to take, man. You paid good money for that shit.
Yeah. Pinch those recipes.
You know what? You know what? If you got a bag full of mom butt, fucking send it my way, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, ladies? They don't want no scrubs, but I do. So, yeah, man, you know, a lot of places in hospitals, you know, they don't allow 14 and under, man, but
what?
It's true. What? They don't allow, if you're 14 and under, you're not allowed in certain areas of a hospital.
All right, fair enough.
But
yeah.
You know what I say, man? Fuck the law.
What's that got to do with what happened?
Yeah.
What?
Because it's dad's cornered and we're talking about hospitals and there's not really children allowed at hospitals.
I mean, you haven't been to Corpus Christi.
Oh, fuck, dude.
At Memorial, they're like, oh, yeah, I went to the emergency room. Oh, what happened? I'm just sick. I need a sick pass for work.
Yep. And then, because that's Medicaid.
But the doctors will walk off like, they don't fucking know it'll be cheaper just to get primary care. They can get
It's not like that with, like, Medicaid and stuff, man. It's ER. It's like ER people are in there for their allergies and shit. I'm like, motherfucker, I broke my neck. And that's what triage is all about. And then they get all pissed off. Like, I was here first. Like, motherfucker, that baby broke its neck. Like, let him go first. So, yeah, man. Take your kids to the hospital. Get insurance or don't, you know, because it may be cheaper for you. So parenting, fuck it.
Yeah.
We're all going to die.
Just don't pay the bills.
We're all going to die.
And just fix it with duct tape.
Yeah. F-section.
Regan!
Ha! All right, let's do this. All right. Now for my segment called Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about stuff that's not funny. Today comes from a scholarly article from the Association for Psychological Science, published this past March, that says it's titled Seeing Isn't Required to Gesture Like a Native Speaker. This is a fascinating, fascinating article that I found, that they got 20 congenitally blind people from America and 20 blind from Turkish. So these are people who are blind since the day they were born. And they got, so there's 40 blind people, some speak English, some speak Turkish, and they got 40 seeing people, and they asked them to talk about how to get through this certain thing using hand gestures and talking. And what they found was that they found out that blind speakers don't all gesture in the same way. Right. They actually gesture like American blind people gesture like American sighted people. Turkish blind people gesture like Turkish sighted people. So the blind people don't all gesture the same way. They're actually gesturing like their cultural, like, language. It's weird that they're saying the actual language is influencing somehow the actual gestures, gestures that they're making. So they said our findings show that gestures that are produced with speech carry the imprint of the language that they accompany, even in the absence of the access to the native gesture patterns. So even if you don't know the native gesture patterns of Americans or Turkish, but you grow up in that, it's weird that you still gesture the similar, like in a similar fashion, which I think is absolutely amazing, amazing sort of thing. Just about, I don't know, language itself and communicating.
That just proves to me that the whole blind thing is not real.
Yeah. Well, most of them probably just fake it. I mean, Daredevil. Come on, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
he can see. That's little Lisa. She's like, he's not blind. He can see. He's looking right at him. I was like, he's not really blind. Oh, that's a bunch of bullshit.
They're going like the other way.
He's looking right at him.
I've always called BS on Daredevil since I was a kid. I was like, it's a blind guy whose superpower is that he could see.
He's still my favorite, but like, he's my favorite too.
Yeah,
no, he's awesome.
He can fucking taste lemonade without drinking it, dog.
It's heightened senses, bro. He's like Wolverine.
He tastes that shit in the air.
He's like Wolverine without eyes, bro. That's all it is.
He's like, what you got in the fridge? Fucking purple stuff? He can taste that shit.
And then Kingpin goes, I can see you, Daredevil. Boom! Punch.
No. Anyways, that brings me to my topic question. Is what is your favorite hand gesture? I asked that you could, it would have been nice if someone could actually sort of post pictures of it. It'll be interesting how we describe it
for the
blind people. Right. They'll be able to, we can describe
our podcast.
Listen to our podcast.
Hey, blind people.
That's not how it works.
Hey, blind people.
I would hope that blind people love podcasts.
Yeah.
And they're doing like the radio dramas, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want
real people to listen to the podcast, too.
Real people, they're not fake.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean.
Cruz Garza.
Regular people.
2016, it's almost there.
You can't see.
It's just Garza now.
No, now it's just Garza.
2020. Oh, you have your limits.
No, you.
I can't do Chairman Garza.
Cruz Garza.
It's still Cruz Garza for congressman, and we'll run for comptroller if we don't get this.
Deputy Mayor.
Yeah, we got to get Abbott out, man. So fucking Cruz Garza.
Yeah, man. He's not real either.
Because he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah. He can't take his wheelchair with
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Like, I don't want
what kind of guy in a wheelchair doesn't have psychic powers? Fuck off.
Yeah, and I don't want a governor that can't leave the hospital.
It's his, though.
Is it?
He gets to keep it.
But is it?
I guess.
Does he have the X's on it?
No. I don't know.
On the wheels, no.
It's just a Texas. It's like a cutout Texas.
Oh, I kind of hope he does.
Yeah, it's an X on it, but like underneath the X, it's like a transgender.
I was just about to say.
It's like no transgender. That's what his fucking wheelchair is.
His mutant
is.
Power is figuring out ways to be a prejudice to you somehow.
Taking away women's rights is his mutant power.
He's like, hey, I'm a white Anglo-Saxon Christian. You look Jewy. Like he just figures out a way to hate you.
Not fully.
Yeah, exactly. Not fully. You're 180th Dominican.
Okay, so yeah, that brings my question is what's your favorite hand gesture? Mine is one of my own. I guess, I don't know, I've never seen it done before. It's called flicking someone off Regan style.
Yep.
I don't know if you know this. So for those of you listening, flicking someone off Regan style is a combination of jacking something off. But flicking them off. So what you do is you flick someone off normally, and then you take
Then
you take your other hand, and then you kind of like stroke the middle finger with your other.
I can't do that because like I flick people off most of the time while driving.
I actually don't do it, but it's my favorite one. Like, and then you also can throw in the. And so you're jacking your middle finger off.
Yeah.
And I've never really done it to someone, but I kind of want to just to see the reaction.
I'm sorry, sir. We're actually out of grilled onions.
Regan style. So it's called flicking. That's definitely worthy of it.
And you're at a fucking golden corral. I'm sorry, sir. We ran out of chicken scratch.
So
fuck you.
Going on like
that's what Jess will say. But so it's a good thing. Everyone, give it a try. You just take a normal middle finger, flick off, get your other hand and stroke the middle finger as if it was a penis while making the raspberry fart noise.
I flip it around the other way. Like you're the other person is the customer, but you're still working in customer service. Like, oh, can I have 2 tickets to Captain America Civil War?
Yeah. There you go.
And it's very key that you're not moving the middle finger hand.
You're jerking off.
You're not having sex with the other hand. You're jerking off.
Yeah.
You're keeping that middle finger solid and jerking off that finger while making the raspberry.
Unwanted advances on a penis, not a rape of a hand.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, that's the best way to put it, of course. So, flicking someone off Regan style. Is my favorite way of doing it.
Mine is the classic jerk off motion. It's great, especially when women do it. We went to go see Cowboys from El Paso in Corpus Christi's. Yeah, we were there, and the band was great, but they played a cover of a cover. They played Pantera's version of ZZ Top's LaGrange, right? So they're playing it. And this woman in front of me was like, play some fucking Pantera. I don't want this ZZ Top shit. Right? Very Corpus. Her Corpus was showing.
Fuck, I really hate to admit that is.
Yeah, right? And so then she makes eye contact with me. And I very nicely go, hey, well, Pantera covered that song. And her response was very polite, and she just goes, jack off motion, and walks away.
And wins.
Wins life.
Wins.
The wider the stroke, the better. Like the longer, because it's not like it really quick, just really like.
I disagree, because I like doing the jerk off motion like the smallest violin.
No,
like you know, when someone's like, you just go, and you make that duck face, little wrist, you just go, shut the fuck up.
Hey, you did that in Captain America, you did that in Civil War when, when Falcon shot two missiles from his backpack and killed those guys when they weren't looking, and you went...
Yeah, I went, fuck off.
That was an appropriate moment, though. Like,
yeah, well, he didn't, for some reason, Larry didn't dig it. He kind of, like, nudged me and went...
See, I do the long one, like, if I'm on a conference call or, like, at a meeting, like...
Yeah.
We all can agree Falcon's the worst, right? Like, he doesn't have any... His power is being able to fly a jetpack. Like,
the only scene I liked him in is, Oh, I guess this is... No, not really spoilers. Yeah. Where he's making out with Sharon Carter, and they're like...
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Right? Who's making out with Sharon Carter?
Captain America.
His
first kiss and fucking
when they're sitting in the VW. And they're just
dude, he probably walked back. There's just a big stain on his pants.
I like him, and I like his character, but as far as superheroes...
Yeah. I like him's character.
But, argument's sake, Iron Man's not a superhero.
But he's super smart, though.
Super
but he's
smart.
Likeable, too. I just don't like the whole, like, character.
Well, then fucking War Machine isn't a superhero. War Machine.
Absolutely, yeah.
War Machine and Falcon.
They're the two. Oh.
Yeah, black people.
Well, thank goodness Black Panther's in there.
Black Panther, like, yeah.
Oh, but, you know, but.
He don't have a round.
Hawkeye, he just shoots arrows.
No, he's incredibly good at shooting arrows.
He chooses to shoot arrows because of his aim, because when he was playing darts, when he was playing golf, like that, that's his super.
He's a fighter.
And he could easily be Bullseye. I mean,
and Bullseye, I was about to say.
As everyone dumps on Black Widow, she can still F you up.
Like, oh, no, she'll fuck up somebody.
It's weird because so can Falcon.
Toe to toe,
Both. I think Hawkeye would probably beat Falcon without his suit.
He was getting the shit beat out of him in the second movie from Crossbones. He only won because the building dropped on him.
Yeah,
I was like, if that didn't happen, like you would have died.
But he's a good pilot.
He's a good pilot.
Yeah, he's the only person trained to.
Oh, but in that essence,
with the suit.
But that means Brody's a way better pilot than him because he's more experienced and has.
And
more
he's a pilot. But spoiler alert. Oh, wait, Vision did that. All right, never mind.
All right, sorry. So you're...
All right, but everyone's doing the long one. Mine is a little meaner.
And do you add noise, or...?
I add noise when I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? And I go for the handshake, and... Then I'll add that, because that's just real bully shit, especially if you do it to a kid.
On your body, is it... You don't put it right in front of the
Here's
penis?
The thing. So, like, you have, like, the long stroke to show that you have a long cock. But the whole reason why you do the jerk-off motion is to show that I'm bored and I'd rather be jerking off to whatever it is.
See, that's actually why I do it, because, it's a long, drawn-out process. No. Like, this meeting.
But I'm just jerking the head of my dick that's way over here. Yeah. You know, it's not like I'm like...
it's like Dragon Ball Z. You gotta wrap it around your waist.
Yeah. I agree that the sound is the ejaculation. Is that what that's supposed to be?
I thought it was, yeah. I'm pretty sure you guys referenced this in an earlier podcast.
But there's nothing worse.
The limp when you're...
But there's nothing worse than farting while you're jerking off as far as being rude.
So it's just like straight up.
Yeah,
like
it's just being
farting,
rude,
like
low. It's all like a fart jerk off.
Lumberjack.
What's that?
When you're like... you guys mentioned this in a podcast before. Right.
What's lumberjacking?
Oh,
when you jerk off with maple syrup?
when you take a dump and you jack in it.
Oh, is that a lumberjack?
Yeah.
Blumpkin's when you're getting blown while you're taking a dump.
You know, you're like laying down wood and you jack in it.
Got it. Laying down some wood.
Also can be used for when you saw your like logs of poop.
I like it.
That's neither here nor there.
Is that how we influence you?
No. I really thought... You know what? I think I'm thinking about lumbar jacking.
Lumbar jacking. Yes. That's what that is. Lumberjack.
Yeah.
You're welcome, world.
Yeah.
So, Jess.
I'm a lumberjack, baby! Good times.
You said that on the episode I'm listening to.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, what's your favorite way to jerk off?
Is that
the question?
No. What's your favorite? I'm old-fashioned. I love a good old thumbs up. I am thumbs up.
Positive.
Magoo. Positive. Yeah. I love fucking thumbs up because it's very versatile. Now it's mostly... all the times a very positive hand gesture, but it's also a cool hand gesture to do when someone's being a fucking dickhead.
Yes.
And you give them a thumbs up. You're like, good job, fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
It's very
ironic.
That's what I do in traffic.
Yeah. You don't flick off people. You give them the thumbs up.
My driving instructor told me to do that.
Just
give them the thumbs up.
Good job.
Give them the peace sign.
It's cinematically iconic. Mad Max just did it. Fucking Terminator dies doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good fucking. I love a good thumbs up. Yeah.
You do very, thumbs very up. Your favorite characters die. Yeah.
It's a great Indian soda too.
Yeah, what about a thumbs up jack off mode move?
Yeah.
It's like calling combo. For
it looks like you're fucking doing it.
Hitchhiking
right there.
Putting in some
pouring one for the homies.
Champagne-ing.
Yeah, when you're champagne-ing. Oh. Yeah.
No, but that's what you do. Like, it's not. It's an accentuated hitchhiking thing. Because thumbs up, like, hey, it's the universal. Give me a ride. But if you're doing this, that means like, hey, I'm okay with jacking you off.
And then we tested this in the field, or
you give a point to the other guy, you're and like, a little bit of this,
like that.
And I need the ride. I'll jack you off.
Yeah, but it's like. Who actually liked the movie Ghost Rider? So you point to your friend that liked it, but you also want to show them that you didn't like Ghost Rider. Like, so you're like, that fucking guy. So you do kind of jerk off motion.
And then a car pulls over, I'll give you a ride.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Motorcycle hero.
So, mijo.
Hey, you can say that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite hand motion, hand lotion motion?
I got two. One's the classic, like, flick off. Like, if I'm, like, I use a lot mainly while I'm driving. Cause, right. I mean,
I can,
dude. One handed, bah. Cause, like, a lot of people in Corpus share the same thing with San Antonio. They don't use their blinkers. Oof. And they just switch lanes like nobody's business. Yeah. So I'm like, fuck you. I've probably been cut off like two or three times already.
Thumb
since
or
I've
no
been
thumb?
Here. Oh, no. Ooh, good thumb. Question. It's just bah.
Yeah. Oh, let me. Balls or no balls?
No balls.
Oh,
no,
so it's just, look at this guy.
I want them to see everything.
Oh, yeah. This is called the hysterectomy finger.
Yeah. Darcy Hall.
No, what'd you say?
Arsenio Hall.
Yeah. Yeah, you see that motherfucker
right there? So knuckles up
is balls?
Yeah.
I never even knew that.
You know that?
No.
Yeah, they did that on Planet Terror. Like, I forgot.
And then thumbs, what is thumbs? It's just thumb out?
You're like
sometimes like it's used as a more aggressive term. But like I'm driving, I'm paying attention to other things, but I still want to express my anger.
No, I'm fucking yeah.
This one's my favorite when you kind of make a fist. Yeah. Like and you're just like, dude.
Oh, that's real quick, like
yeah, yeah, like
no, my like and I know it's dumb because I couple it with like fuck you.
Eat shit.
Yeah, but they can't hear. It just like helps with aggression.
What about the European version?
What's the European one? And that's my second one, actually.
Two fingers.
It's from Hot Fuzz. Nick Frost, he's like, Jorgon?
Yeah.
That's my favorite one, because, like, people, they're oh, that's funny. They don't know you fucking tell them all.
You
like,
could do that in public, and no one will think that, because everyone's stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's stupid. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Everybody's stupid. They just don't fucking get it. Which is.
No one's going to think that you're British.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like giving the peace. It's kind of like the thumbs up. But
I don't have
like,
the jog on, but.
Yeah.
Again, with the raspberry.
Raspberry noise. Yeah. Man, classic. Raspberry just fits with everything.
Yeah. I use a raspberry with a thumbs up.
Because it's playful and it's also like ironic. Like, oh, he's not like. He's
everything
not
going okay
with
over
me.
There, man?
Yeah, but that's a big queef sound. Like when you do the European flip off. And you go, that just means I'm queefing at you.
I don't know if either way it works.
All right.
More like me, it's like, we're done. Get the out of here.
Yeah. Queef Latifah.
Yes. All right. Facebook answers. Albert Vasquez says, I've always wanted thumb biting as an insult to make a comeback. So I bite my thumb at you.
Thumb biting.
Like on Romeo and Juliet.
I bite my thumb at you.
With the old one. And
Buck Wild. I think he's doing the shocker, two in the pink, one in the stink.
Wait, what's shocker? Just the shocker?
It's sticking in ice cream, in Neapolitan ice cream. Two in the pink, one in chocolate.
And a fucking dryer's ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to eat that shit. What the fuck? What's wrong with
you? Oh, fuck, I know which one you're talking about. Ask him the comments,
yeah. Desiree Bonner says the ASL sign for bullcrap, the BS, so it's...
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a good one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, another shocker sign. Travis K says, I've recently taken to V-signing. Which is talking about. So rather than flipping the bird, holds the same insult and anger. So it's the same thing. It's the British way of flicking someone off. Marvin Lanier says, gotta be that middle finger, bros.
Yeah.
So straight up. Andrew Thomas, jerk off motion. Yeah. I use it for when someone is talking nonsense of BS. Really shows that I don't care what you're talking about. Oh, definitely.
Or I'm just rolling dice.
You do the Grand Theft Auto one where it's like rolling dice.
Greg Forrest. Greg Forrest says double middle finger, Stone Cold style. Yeah. So giving him two, man. Ooh. That's hardcore.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of grilled onions. Two fingers.
That's definitely two fingers. Two middle fingers.
No raspberries, though.
No raspberries? No.
Quiet. Yeah. Nod, like.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience here, but we're actually out of grilled onions.
I'm sorry, sorry. McFlurry machine's down. You just drive. Oh, okay. You just drive past it all.
Bro, not even holding on to the wheel of the car, just using both hands. I'd rather flick you off both hands and wreck
than not you flick, on the flick you off.
Carlos Castro says the knife hand, full hand point. I do it subconsciously whenever I teach a class when my words and posture become aggressive. So it's the knife hand.
No, he fucking uses that to rip through his enemy's chest.
Yeah, yeah. This is the knife hand.
Carlos?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He's like,
or create a blade of wind.
To break things in half.
Yeah, like, or cut somebody from a distance.
Just like, oh, they're running, I got this.
Yeah. Like on fucking Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. So we're at a great hill.
Just splits in two. Does the anime split?
Yeah, their fucking head slides off like a fucking tree trunk.
He does it like a sword, but he puts his hand in his pocket.
See ya. And then one cook in the back is like dodging his Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see him fight Chris Mata.
No, we don't.
Because we don't want their friends to die. One of them might die.
No. What? I want to see him fight, or I want to have him train me to fight.
It'll be like Civil War?
No, it'll be like when Mike Tyson fights Donnie Yen.
When he fights fucking
Donnie Yen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who's fifth out of the fat bit. All right. Alfred Perez says the good old MST3K, it stinks sign.
Oh, yeah. It's an okay sign.
It's an okay sign.
You give it, and then you go, it stinks.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Sorry, Sir Radic grilled onions.
It stinks.
It stinks.
That's an asshole sign. ASS hole. Were you ever told that?
ASS hole.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm still kind of worried. Like people gonna misinterpret. Like, oh, he's calling me an asshole. All right.
Yeah.
And because if you do it good, you're like, I'd fucking eat that asshole. Like
bon appetit.
the steak was delicious.
Bon appetit.
No. Or you go like, sorry, sir, we're out of grilled onions. Like. Lick your asshole.
You drag it in.
Joey Zaza.
Hey.
Up your ass. That's another good one, too. Like the dipstick.
Two-finger scoop.
Like up your ass. Like, you take two fingers, put them together like a splint, like the index and the middle finger, and you do that. It just means, like, yeah, shove it up your ass.
All right.
Rachel Norberg says middle finger. It never gets old.
Yeah.
Javier Frosto says open hand for either a high five or a stiff arm to the face.
Nice.
All right.
Jenny Matisek says, I always like the thumbs up, especially if I'm being sarcastic. It really adds to it.
Yes.
And Robbie Tuarte says, I put this on Facebook Live first. My bad. So my favorite hand gesture, and it's just the fist. It's a jack-off motion.
That was a fun question. Especially for a podcast.
Yeah, very visual. No, but we described
that. Blinds are like regulars now.
Yeah, they know all about our hand gestures.
Oh. What's this hand gesture taste like? It tastes like blue.
So go flick someone off ring style.
From the mask? Is that
when you jerk off, it feels like blue. This is what blue is. She's like, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, let me show you what pink is all about.
Here's white.
Well, seeing people can do that as well.
I was going to be in Back to the Future.
It's called synesthesia. It's when you actually...
Prank caller.
You actually, taste or... when you're experiencing emotions and stuff, you actually can, like, feel colors or see colors.
Yeah. We learned about it in class.
Yeah.
Synesthesia. Psychology major.
On Vice, talking about the blinds, they were saying that they have, like, not a cure for blindness, but, like, depending on how blind you are, especially if you're blind from birth, there's a way that they give you sight. There's this thing in some foreign country that I forgot, and it was causing mental anguish on the people that had never seen before, and they wanted to go back to being blind.
Yeah, there's some old movie like, about Kilmer, the penis? And that's essentially like that. Like, he has his eyes back, and he's, like, looking for jobs. But he's like, oh, yeah, I'll go fill this out home. And he can't fucking read because he's been blind his whole life.
There isn't a successful transition for them because people assume that they see in black all the time.
Yeah.
And when they interviewed this woman, she was like, well, when I close my eyes, it's black. But when I wasn't able to see, my eyes weren't closed. So I don't know what black
is.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. And so they would get scared when they would close their eyes.
It completely changes your reality.
Yeah, and it's too much for their brains to process because their brains have, like, you know, adjusted to not...
Yeah, our brains are pretty
processing
lazy.
Sight. And so then when all of a sudden, okay, here's everything in the world, like they'd go insane. Man, like fucking, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah, because
so,
that's going to affect so much shit.
Yeah, so you want to hook up with a chick. Hook up with the one that used to be blind, man. Because they're
terrible.
Fucking down.
Yeah, tear my eyes out. I don't want to see anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
So, blind people. Wait, that's not funny.
Hand gestures.
It's just about blind people.
I mean, essentially it is. It's,
yeah. That's blind people, that's not funny.
Check blind people making hand gestures. It's not that funny.
It's not.
No, especially when they're facing the wrong way.
They don't know. Yeah. All right, so, Gabe, this is your first time on the podcast. Listener many times. So, as you know, this is an educational podcast. So, we like to ask our guests and ourselves, what did we come to know? You know, what made you come to learn something about yourself, the world, or just life in general? So, you think about that, young man, while we go around the table. And Jess, what did you come to know?
I'm reaching for the first thing I came to know, and it is these... What are these?
Ice wine.
I like these. These are great.
Bonbons de vin de glace.
These are great. Yes, I like these. I don't know why. I'm not like it. It is a great. It's just sophisticated.
Public
I like it. Yes.
Ice wine candy.
Yeah. Sponsored by Ice Wine Candy. Ice Wine Candy. Fucking love them. And I also came to know that the very interesting fact about how cultures and regions. Like the same thing, like an accent applies to hand gestures. Like hand gestures essentially have accents, and like, oh, you must not be from around here if they're signaling a certain way and they have a certain type of the wrist and stuff. I never really even thought about that. I thought like in my mind that was a universal language, and I didn't think that like the concept of like essentially an accent would apply to that. It's very, you know, I learned that. It's neat. It's very fascinating.
What I came to know is that. I have influenced young people in a very possibly negative way. I'm so sorry.
So.
That, you know, I have some potential foster kids out there, and I think that's pretty cool. So I appreciate that very much, and it's something.
Sun activities.
Yeah.
Crush other people, yeah.
That I never expected from this podcast, so I think it's a totally rad, and I'm so sorry if you're going to do jerk-off raspberry motions at work.
You'll see one of them just like car crash, like, oh, what was he doing on jerk-off motions? Yeah,
he was flipping people off with
two hands. Hand motions.
Trying all these hand motions.
He spit off his tongue because he was raspberry.
Yeah, well, at least
he us a wallet.
Yeah, at least he died just like he liked it.
God damn it.
We from Corpus.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Whataburger was invented. Right by the water.
I've come to know a few things. One, I think it's awesome that there's people out there who like the podcast enough to listen and re-listen to it. And it's awesome. And if you're one of those people out there too, thank you guys so much. Gabe, thank you for listening to us. It's really neat that this is, I guess, another time. Like I said, it's weird to where we've never met. But thanks to this podcast, you fit right in. It just came so naturally. It happened the same time with Travis when he came in. It was like, you know the format, you know how it goes. Like, you're a great podcast guest, so you've been a great guest. And two, even more shockingly, probably the most shocking thing that I came to know today is that Jess does a great Drake impression.
Yeah, good answer.
But it's just one line.
But hey, man, we can make a vine out of that. It's going to get millions of hits.
I don't know about millions of hits, but it'll get like 1,000.
The fact it'll get hundreds of hits.
Probably a million hits.
The thing tens is that of hits. You didn't know what a Drake was.
Yeah.
And then, and now you can do a great Drake impression.
But only with those words.
Drake doing Stone Temple Pilots.
Nah, yeah. you can do Drake. Drake fucking...
Nope, he's just a stick. Well, I don't know. Maybe save that for another one.
Yeah, save another one. Let me hear some Drake songs and I'll get back to you on that.
Man.
That'll be my homework assignment.
No, don't listen.
No, because then Jess is going
to
fucking.
Drake's fucking terrible.
Yeah, Drake's. Then fucking Jess is going to fuck with Drake, dog. Like,
no,
next
I'm
going
to drop a fucking hot album, which is going to happen. It's going to be.
Hey, Larry, you heard Views from the Six? It's great, man. Oh, because when I got a haircut, someone's like, "Oh man, I guess you had a new album." I was like, "What are you fucking talking about?" Because I don't listen to Drake. They're like, "Oh, Beach from the Six." I was like, "Don't know what you're talking about."
Hey, no idea.
Midnight Marauders, yeah, Tribal Quest.
Damn straight.
So, Gabe, this is your first time as a guest on Public Access. Again, thank you so much for your sponsoring, and thank you so much for supporting us. So, I'm sure you've learned a lot listening to every episode, but in the episode that you're finally on, what did you come to know?
Oh, man, I came to know Adversary Get Father now.
That's right.
And I know if I bring some sort of food, I'm going to be loved.
You're going to be loved. And bring Larry two presents.
Bring Larry two presents.
He did all the right things.
He doesn't even have to be
didn't
presents.
Have to pay for them
him,
at all.
If you bring him more to Larry than what you bring to us, then that's all it is.
He will not take offense or bring up the entire show.
I
that
can
you
bring
didn't
him the same gift twice, and he's like, oh, he thinks.
Yeah, fuck
you, Regan.
Yes.
See that, y'all?
Yeah.
Love, man.
Two Hawks, the same ones. Shit.
As long as it's two.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's cool there was no leather faces, man.
God.
I tried.
You're being such a jess right now, Larry.
No, honestly.
No, I love these. I've never seen this beast.
But
model.
No, but you're... I'm telling you, there's some old stuff. Because I saw Predator. Like, the box was like when they just released the movie Predator.
Oh, wow.
And it was like Arnold Schwarzenegger with like the mud on him.
Yeah, but that dude knows what he has, right?
It was $100. Yeah, he knows what he has, but he's like, all right, let me put two more hundreds on that. Like, oh, this is like 600. That's going to be a hit.
Nice. $200.
No, he's
cool. Yeah.
Well, Gabe, you know, do you want some followers?
Sure. All right. Some friends? So, I'm on the Public Access page. You can find me on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't post a lot. Kind of like how Brant mentioned in a podcast previously, like, it's mainly just other people tagging me and shit.
Yeah. right.
Most of my stuff is on Tumblr. My Tumblr and my Instagram name is that the Gabriel Diaz?
Is that the Gabriel Diaz?
Tumblr.com.
Yeah.
Blog name Electric Boogaloo.
Gotcha.
Part two.
Yeah, honestly, that's it. I mean, if you want to know anything, message me. Oh, also, I have a BA and a BS. BA in psychology and BS in biomedical sciences.
Damn!
So, like,
girl, you gotta end it with girl.
Girl. So, you know, if anyone's hiring, or, you know...
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to working fast food for the summer, but, like, I might have to. So, yeah, you know, hit me up.
That's right. So, recent college grad.
Right now, just avoid until I hear back from a post-bac once I start my post-bac in the fall.
Ladies...
come with me, but don't come with commitment, because I'm not about that.
Nah, dang.
Wow, man.
You shouldn't be. You're a kid.
No. All thrills, no frills, dog.
Yo, so
Smashing papas.
So all you older bitches that are looking for a college graduating motherfucker, I want y'all to know that Gaby D,
this is the real Gabriel D,
ready to bring that D. And that BA and that BS.
So keep your BS, because he brought his BA.
Keep that all D, no BS.
All D, no BS.
All D, no BS.
Because he's got a
BA.
BA.
In that.
On that ass.
On that ass.
On that BS.
Associated Applied Science.
I got that BA. In psychology.
Gotcha.
So, Jeff, if you're broken, come to me.
Big
ass. What was it? Bruce bananas are the sweetest?
Bruce bananas are the sweetest.
That was Jess, wasn't it?
No, it was one of your guests.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's
terrible.
Probably Brant Bumpers.
Yeah.
No.
You sure?
Joe Calise?
I don't know.
I want to say it's close to where I'm at. I'm at 76. Maybe.
That's a Joe Calise thing, I think.
Someone dark.
That's pretty gross. Bruce.
Wait, Ryan Stout?
No. That's like a Jay White Cotton Brant Bumpers.
Brant Bumpers did not say that.
No, that's Joe. That's
Brant Bumpers is like,
I can see Joe.
Brant Bumpers is like, oh yeah, I lived in a commune. I carried a car around with me. That was like a few episodes ago.
That might be Brant. You know what? I'll throw a dollar down.
I'm telling you, look.
I said Brant first.
Don't bet. I'm telling you, it's not Brant.
All right.
Bruised
bananas are the sweetest.
You say Joe Calise?
I think Joe Calise.
Well, I said Joe Calise first.
Oh.
All right, well, then, yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
When I find out, I'll message you guys. All right. I'm telling you, it's not Brant.
Yeah. Well, Jess, what do we got going on?
Well, thanks to sponsors like Mr. D right here. It's good news for our movie, Get the Hell Out. It has been accepted into the Fort Worth Indie Showcase. Shorts. Thank you very much. But it's thanks to the GoFundMe that we had a while ago that we can actually have the opportunity to apply for these film festivals, and we're in another one, the Fort Worth Indie Showcase. That's going to be in July. We'll put up the dates as soon as I get them specifically. So that's going to be cool. So we'll make our way up to Fort Worth. That'll be lots of fun. So always more updates on Get the Hell Out at ComediaAgogo.com, where you can get older episodes of our show that you can't find on oneofus.net. By the way, thank you for listening to us on oneofus.net. We're very highly appreciative of that. And if you want to join in on the fun, you want to be a happy camper on our Facebook Happy Campers page, and then you can follow us on Twitter at ComediaGogo and hashtag public access. And thank you everybody who listens, answers questions, who sponsored us, who supported us, all that good stuff. Super appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And you know, in regards to the tumor humor, I would actually like to give a shout out and thank you to the Nerdist podcast and Chris Hardwick for mentioning my GoFundMe on their podcast. It was an honor to have that, and I'd also like to thank past guest and Comedia Go-Go best friend Lawrence Mercado for making that happen. It really, really meant the world, and it was really, really awesome.
That's awesome.
Also like to thank Steve Trevino, touring comedian, very, very funny guy, Corpus Christi native, coincidentally, who invited me to perform with him at Sam's Burger Joint this weekend. This podcast will air after that happened, but the fact that I get to perform comedy at Sam's before I do all my surgeries, it's really, really awesome. And the fact that he was going to ask me to do that regardless of the cancer. So that's pretty cool because the cancer had nothing to do with it.
What is that?
That is Saturday. It's day after tomorrow. Yeah. So thank you very much. Also, thank you to all the Houston comics that have been rallying together to raise funds for me, which is very humbling. And I know a lot of you guys also donated to the GoFundMe as well. There's in Lake Jackson, they're going to have a fundraising show for me on June 3rd. You know, so it'll just got a week from when this podcast airs to check it out, as well as my special that we're going to shoot June 4th at a to-be-determined theater. So definitely watch out for it. It's going to call... it is titled Who Is She? Which is in dedication to my wife and her jealous rage, but that all comes from love. Thank you to everyone who's donated to the GoFundMe. We have raised over $7,500. Which is going to go toward medical fees, which, you know, I'm doing all right. You know, I'm not a full-time comic. I got a full-time job, so I do have insurance. But even with those 90% co-pays, you know, once the chemotherapy starts, it's going to be a motherfucker.
We'll talk.
All right, homie. Let's do it. Let's do it. So I'm nervous. I'm scared. But I appreciate all of you guys for making it easy. Make sure you friend me on Facebook so you could see the Tumor Humor Chronicles that are going to be posting while all this comes to fruition and we get rid of Trump and Hillary. I will be on a hiatus when my surgeries start in mid-June, probably for the summer. Yeah, so make sure, you know, we still communicate on the Happy Campers. And all you guys listening, thank you guys so much. And shout out to all of our listeners, Gabe from Corpus Christi, Ryan from Canada, and Zach all the way from the UK.
Yeah, you got it. He's got a show. He's actually part of the One of Us gang because he's got a new audio drama, and I listened to it. It's really
is
cool.
That The Orphans?
The Orphans. It's really cool. It's done really well. If you guys haven't heard it on oneofus.net, check it out. It's actually really cool.
All the audio dramas are really great. If you haven't checked out Salt.
Salt
a good
is
one.
Really cool as well.
Yeah, and so our One of Us family, you know, we really appreciate everything that you guys are doing. I'd also like to thank Rhonda Schock, the wife of the late great Ron Schock, who started the Cancer Chronicles, another Texas he's not from Texas, but he's known as a Texas comedic legend. And also Steve Hicks, brother of Bill Hicks, who reached out to me, which Bill Hicks is a idol of mine, so it was an honor. Hearing from you, thank you very much. It's been a crazy ride, and I can't wait to get off because I have vertigo and it's scary. Hopefully I'll get to touch some butts and get some bags of mom butts while I'm in this fucking
that's
hospital.
That's my son. Let him touch your butt too.
Yeah, that's right, dude. Let me touch that booty. So, love you guys. Please listen to the podcast. Please spread the word. And if you're in the San Antonio area, or fuck it, if you're in Texas, come out to the show. And if you can't come out to the show, at least download it. So, thanks, guys. So, Gabe, thanks for driving all the way down here.
Yeah,
thank you. I can't thank you enough for the gifts, but I can't thank you even more for sponsoring, because it really went a long way.
You guys got me through some tough times, so yeah.
Well, good. Awesome. We appreciate it, Mijo. Boil that water. And so thank you very much, man. I hope to have you back very soon. Gonna miss you guys once again. This is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll F-section you later.
All right.
Later.